about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Trick or Treat, 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, and welcome to the Rodney on the Rock Halloween Show.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that Kelly Gucci, but I can't find me for life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Halloween spooks? That's racist.
And now I must ask that small children leave, good women avert their eyes, and men take a stiff slug of circus whiskey. Behold, the most hideous creature of all.
And now.
Hey, you guys want to hear a joke? Why did they change the name of Halloween? Ah, crap, I messed up.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning, the 31st of October.
Oh, my God, it's raining!
And that's not what I thought it was. The 31st of October. It felt like that went well.
Is it raining?
No.
Oh, no.
It's very cold, though.
I wish it would.
Very good news right now.
No, yeah, it
would be some rain. Yeah,
it's not raining.
Hey, that was a good start, I think.
Yeah.
Felt good.
How's everybody feeling about Halloween today?
Great. I love Halloween.
I was just wondering.
It is so cold out, which I guess is good.
Is that such a California?
No, it is. It's freezing.
Here's
it's
the thing.
It's not freezing. I'll tell you what, it's not as freezing.
It's about 54 right now for our drive-in. It's very chilly.
Too cold for kids to walk around and get candy.
Well, they're not walking around right now.
Some are.
It will be chillier.
Some are.
Tonight.
Which ones, Jensen?
They do it early sometimes to like
really?
For safety. Yeah.
5:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
When it's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. For safety.
For safety.
Safety, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, go on.
Well, you want
Damn,
to know more?
Is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's winter time. So anyways.
King of Mexico, by the way, if you've never heard that.
That's
yes.
Terrible.
So it's I think you want it to be, don't you want it to be a, you don't want it to be hot for,
oh, I like it
for Halloween.
At all times.
No,
for Halloween, it could be warm. It could be 70.
Okay. I mean, especially for costumes and stuff. I think it's easier probably sometimes if it's not super hot.
Sure. Well, how am I supposed to hoard up if I'm going to be cold?
Good point.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Thank you.
Allie, what are you going as your party tonight?
A skeleton.
Oh, you said that already.
Yeah.
Just the makeup and the...
Yeah. Yes. I did another round of the makeup yesterday when I got home.
How'd it go?
Not good.
That's right.
I do not. I do not know how to do skeleton makeup. Mm-hmm. So I also bought a skeleton mask as a backup.
Oh, great idea!
So I think everything's going to be fine, but I will not be doing makeup tutorials on YouTube. I just need
did you
all
look
to know
that up? Did you look up a tutorial on how to do
like
it?
Like bunch of them.
And it's like a 7-year-old girl telling you how to
pretty
do
much.
It?
And I'm just going like step by step, and then I'm like, wait, what? How did? No, it's not good. I am not a makeup artist.
Well, I mean, we sort of knew that, but okay.
You'll be posting your results, I'm assuming.
Maybe.
Okay.
I hope so.
I will.
Okay, good.
I will. Good. Yeah, they're not good.
She just wore the mask in her mind. I'm gonna wear the mask now.
We have a lot of show today. I wanted to start with a very interesting story. This is not Halloween related, I'm sorry to say, but it is in the courts right now. A man in Colorado shoplifted from Walmart. He stole two belts and a shirt. After he left the store, he was getting away from the police, and he decided he would break into a nearby home for protection, and a standoff ensued.
Mm.
He was in this house for 19 hours, by the way, and it was a gunfight. I mean, he had a handgun. It was firing. SWAT officers eventually entered the home and apprehended him, but not before they blew it up, essentially. In an attempt to force the subject out, they blew up walls with explosives, fired tear gas, and drove a military-style armored vehicle through the property's doors.
Wow!
How much was the belt?
So, it doesn't seem like all this is worth it, does it?
No.
So, like I said, a 19-hours-long siege, the home is left totaled, essentially. It could not be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be destroyed.
Oh.
The man who lives there, who was not home at the time, the man who owns the house is like, hey, state of Colorado, how about a little something-something for me?
Yeah.
And they say... no, you are not entitled to be compensated because the police were acting to preserve the safety of the public.
And I would assume whatever home insurance they have would also say that's outside the scope of what they have to cover or no?
Yeah, it doesn't even mention insurance.
Almost always.
That's a great question. So, I mean, the police are, they work for the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're U.S. government employees.
Right.
They can come and basically destroy your house and you have no recourse? This doesn't seem possible.
Well, isn't that when they do high-speed chases and your car is like, you know, an innocent bystander of getting hit by a cop car or another car? Like, there's no responsibility on anyone other than you for those as well. Your insurance, but no one owes you.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
It just strikes me as so wrong. So he ended up having to raise the house to a vacant lot. He says he spent about $400,000 rebuilding it, not to mention the $28,000 in legal fees that he has also incurred as he pursued compensation from the city and the police. The city offered him $5,000 in compensation.
I mean, that's generous.
If they don't owe him a penny, I guess you can look at $5,000 and go, at least he's getting something. But that does nothing toward making him whole.
No.
I mean, his house is gone. I mean, isn't this unbelievable? You could just be at work one day and you come home and your house is uninhabitable through not from a natural disaster, but just from the police tearing it down. I don't know. I don't like it,
you guys. That would be super bizarre to drive home and just see my house.
Yeah. Rubble?
What? Rubble. Yeah.
Where's my house?
Yeah. Do you think they'd leave a note? Like, you were on vacation and came back? Like, wouldn't you be like, wait, what happened to my home? You'd hope they'd leave, like, a post-it.
Okay, hear me out.
Where would they leave the note?
Yeah. Just on, like, a piece of wood.
Okay. Where the front door used to be?
Yeah.
In other words, Allie, you're saying, like, when somebody digs your car door, you hope they leave a note that says, hey, if you need any insurance money, here's my address.
Yeah, sorry about that. There was a belt. And, I don't know. Just call me. It's a long story.
And a shirt, too. He got a shirt. So
we did get a shirt. Let's not forget the shirt.
Let's not forget the shirt.
That's important.
So anyway, I don't know what my takeaway is for all this.
Don't let a guy with a gun enter your house while you're at work.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the takeaway.
Well, he's at a standoff with the police.
Yes.
So, so let's not. Nobody have that happen.
Right. All right. Let's talk
good
about
luck with the rain out there today, too.
It's not raining. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
It's not fun. We don't like it. Doesn't make us feel good. It's going to make you tired. Not going to make you enjoy things. Don't do it.
Wow. That's pretty accurate. I got to be honest. Colby Rebel is a psychic medium.
That's whose voice we just heard, by the way.
Oh.
That was Colby.
Was she
watching some of her videos yesterday?
Doing a preview of the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She's apparently heard the Kevin and Bean Show before. This was her advice to herself.
RJ Bell with his picks for week 9 of the NFL.
See, now he's the guy who needs to be a medium. He needs to be psychic.
Yeah.
RJ Bell.
Yeah, true. They should work together.
Perfect.
But I mean, I think she talks to souls on the other side. How does that help him?
I don't know. I watched a lot of videos yesterday. She was basically giving romantic advice.
Okay.
That doesn't seem like a medium at all.
I mean, she had a lot of questions a lot of answers about people who are alive. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Colby, but we'll find out when she gets
there. Is it worth it to just explain that we had trouble finding one quickly
for
the show? Okay. Because that's important because we got one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
expectations.
We got a medium in quotes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. She's in town.
Okay.
She's here.
And available.
She's available to come by.
She is alive.
She has Uber credit.
And
she
can talk.
She needed to use it by the end of the month.
Bean's right. She can talk.
You guys are the worst.
She's not up yet.
Jensen has get up on this.
Yeah.
I assume this is wrapping up your
this is the last one.
Halloween movies?
Yep, last one.
There's a preacher, I don't know if you've seen this video yet, that is hitting on the family of the deceased.
No.
At her funeral.
No,
does
sir.
Does not seem appropriate.
No, it doesn't.
They were darn sexy.
They
darn
were way sexy.
Yeah.
Even the guys were sexy.
So what's he supposed to do?
Right?
Wow. He's just a man.
The body wasn't the only thing stiff in the room.
Okay. We get it.
You like that?
Nah.
That felt a little like a battering ram to a door that's open.
Listen, some kids are trick-or-treating right now.
A door that's open.
And a woman who's an adult that will not stop trick-or-treating.
God bless her.
Let's talk to her as well. We will take Blink 182 on the world-famous K-Rock. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
They've had quite a year, Blink 182.
Yes, they have.
Back and bigger than ever. I like that song. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What's happening on this Halloween morn?
Oh, I like that morn. That's good stuff. Any of you read the Shia LaBeouf article in the Hollywood Reporter?
No.
I did not.
It's really interesting, and he opens up in it a lot. He talked about his upbringing, his troubled past. I don't feel like I've heard him really address a lot of the things that he did in this article, but he said that from a young age, he was definitely pressured to ensure that his family was financially afloat.
Oof, that's rough.
And he said, quote, "In a very simple way, to me, having money meant having a family. The more money I had, the more I could have my family around. That's just how I equated it."
And he was a child star, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Disney star.
Even Stevens, is that right?
And Holes, yeah.
And Holes, right. Yeah.
Throughout his later career, LaBeouf has made headlines for his various arrests, public outbursts due to a struggle with alcoholism, and finally came to terms with the underlying issue after a stint in court-ordered rehab. He said, "It was the first time I've been told that I had PTSD. I just thought I was an alcoholic, like a true blue drunk, and I needed to deal with that. I knew it was an issue, but I didn't realize there was this extra whole thing that was hindering my ability to have any peace in my life and my ability to deal with people."
Does he feel better now?
Yes.
That's great.
He does, yeah. Great.
He's impressive young man.
He rules.
He really does. I was so impressed when he came in here and he just seemed like things are going well for him. Mm-hmm. And he's just so... He's got this, like, introspective thing with him, and he's a good little dude.
You know what's even... Well, I don't think he eats people.
Which is fine.
The new Brockhampton album...
Oh, it's perfect.
Which is very good.
Yeah.
They say it was fully inspired by conversations with Shia LaBeouf.
Wow.
Yeah, they
wow.
said he's become a bit of a mentor to the group.
Aw.
Yeah.
We all loved him so much.
Yeah.
Good
and
dude.
And we could probably all... take a page out of his book and spend a little more time on introspection as well.
That's right. I hope he comes back for Honey Boy. I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So R. Kelly skipped his scheduled appearance in Chicago federal court yesterday because he was... Are you ready?
I swear, when?
That would be better.
Better? Tired?
No.
Okay.
Didn't have anything to wear?
No.
Diarrhea?
Oh, no, that's actually a reason you should definitely
skip it. Had a 14-year-old coming over?
No, he's in jail.
Oh.
Peed his pants.
No.
What excuse can you give when you're in jail?
You are the closest,
What?
He was afraid that someone might step on his infected toe.
Hmm.
He has no toenail on his toe, and it's infected now. It's...
So he can't go to court?
He was excused because the infection had cost him his toenail. Yeah, he cost women their childhoods. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
They didn't amputate his leg beneath the knee, right? He just had a toenail missing.
However, his lawyer did tell media that he's wearing a walking boot due to the toe. How serious
you can't get around
is this
your nose.
Toe infection? Give me a break.
I just feel like people show up in court all the time in, you know, wheelchairs. You know,
I mean, like in traction.
He's a devil. He's the worst.
He is. He really is.
Ugh.
His next hearing in this case has been scheduled for February 13th. I hope he lives.
Don't free R. Kelly.
Don't Correct. Ever, no. ever, ever. Bean, how excited are you to watch an award show that you probably never, ever watch?
Is this the American Music Awards?
It
news?
Is, yeah. indeed.
I do never, ever watch that show. It's so dumb.
But you're going to watch this, right?
No. I'll
really?
I'll just watch that part on YouTube.
Well, what we're talking about is Taylor Swift, who has won more AMA awards this decade than any other artist, is going to be honored with its Artist of the Decade Award at this year's ceremony. And she will be given a, quote, unprecedented award show performance celebrating the biggest hits of her career.
And this is such a good night. What even? God!
Do you think she'll act surprised when she gets the Artist of the Decade
stunned.
Award?
She does. Stunned. No way, like, she could see it coming.
That's what
oh
she does.
God.
She's been told
what?
About it for months.
She's known forever. She's
what?
Been... Practicing.
I was just here in the audience, and you want me to come up on stage and sing now? Oh my God! The
camera, regular girl.
The cameras were on me when I was dancing. What?
This is an unprecedented award show performance celebrating the biggest hits of my career. I just put it together now because I just found out about
just 5 minutes ago. What?
She should win at least 2 of the 5 categories she's nominated in, which would then surpass Michael Jackson's record for the most AMAs of all time. which is 24. By the way, Taylor Swift in Alabama currently tied with 23. Okay. The group Alabama.
They were very good and very popular for a very long time.
I didn't know they were that popular.
I didn't know they were that popular.
Oh, I'm going limp.
My mom.
Oh, I'm just going to lie here. I'm moaning. Okay. Thinking about Taylor Swift. Tay Tay.
Bean, how do we get that of you?
I know. I didn't even know the mic was on.
My mom used to play an Alabama song almost daily in elementary school, like as we were getting ready. And now
was it Tennessee River?
No, it was Dixieland Delight.
Oh, Dixieland Delight's a good song.
Yeah, it's kind of a bop.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
But every day?
Every day. Mm. She went through a real Alabama phase, my mom.
Okay. Not sure I've ever heard an Alabama song.
Oh, you'd know Dixieland Delight.
I'm going to have to do some research during the break.
I have been to the Alabama Museum.
Oh, sure you have. Absolutely.
The band?
Of the band Alabama. Yeah, it's in Fort Payne, Alabama, which is their hometown.
Sure.
And I've actually went out of my way while on vacation in Alabama to make sure to get to Fort Payne so I could see it.
Okay.
It was pretty cool.
What kind of things did they like, take you through their childhood?
They had like 50
stuff?
Number one singles or something on the country
charts.
I mean, they're one of the biggest bands of all time. You know, all sorts of everything from their career, from, you know, from outfits to awards to, yeah, just all the background on them, on all four guys. Yeah.
Were you feeling a little hollow when you left? Like, wow, that was a letdown?
No, it was really good. Okay. It was a very impressive museum.
How much time do you think you spent in that museum?
I don't know. We need to break down the whole vacation.
I'm just curious.
I don't know. I was probably in there for an hour and a half, maybe.
Okay.
When you're 100 and you're dying on your deathbed, I'm going to walk in and remind you about that hour and a half you spent in the Alabama
you
Museum.
You would have another hour and a half if you
see if you still think it was worth it.
I will not regret it. Okay. It was a great time. Just like the Dolly Parton Museum, too.
I'd go to that.
Tennessee, which is incredible.
Yeah, I'd go to that for sure. All right, guys, some birthdays for you. We've got Willow Smith, Dan Rather, Dermot Mulroney, Peter Jackson, Larry Mullen Jr., and rapper Vanilla Ice, you guys.
All right.
Vanilla Ice. Let's celebrate him all day.
By the way, don't forget tomorrow, 10 a.m. That's when your tickets go on sale for night one of a K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. If you've not yet gotten the word, you want to go to krock.com for all the details to see about Beck and Cage the Elephant and Jimmy Eat World and Young the Giant, Angels and Airwaves, Cold War Kids, and more. It's going to be Saturday, December 7th at the Honda Center. But again, the important thing is 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
tomorrow. Buy the tickets. It will sell out fast.
Yes.
So don't miss out.
And for everybody that's going to text me 10 to noon, no, it's 10. It's 10 a.m.
It's 10. Definitely 10.
10 a.m.
Yes. Resourced.
Yeah. Here's the article. 12 critics choose the movie scenes from childhood that scared them for life. You guys have this in your life? Because I do. And I wonder, mine was Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
And it was gross.
It's a scary movie.
Yeah, scary and gross.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of gross, so I was watching it like this through my hands, and then I would cover my eyes when I needed to.
Yeah.
And it felt like oddly low budget. I remember watching it as a kid and being like, is this a documentary?
Yeah.
Like, I was very scared of that movie.
It was super gross.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I wonder, I don't watch gross movies to this day, but I love horror movies, scary movies, but not, if they're too gross, I'm out.
But is the difference, you're saying like Hostel is gross, or like torture movies are gross, but you like horror, you like jump scares.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
but
you
don't need Saw.
I mean, I watched Saw, but I didn't like parts of it. Like, I still put my hands over my eyes.
But if you watched Saw, like, would you be able to do the guy's voice?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I wouldn't.
Because we were misinformed then, because we were told you would.
Right.
Would you like to play a game?
Oh, it's like Jigsaw. It's
just
right
like you're right back.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a scene I'm scared of.
So we're watching, me and my brothers are watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and just at a very important part, we hear, boom! And the entire house shakes.
What?
And we looked at each other, we said, what? And you go check. I'm not going to check outside.
Right.
It was my dad. His brakes failed.
Oh, no.
And he ran
and
right
that's what
into
killed him?
No, he's still. No, he's not still alive. He died.
That would really interrupt the movie.
No, but it couldn't have been at a better time. Like, the entire house shook.
I mean, you're bearing the lead that your father ran into your house.
That happened. But his brakes failed. So that's not the point. The point is, it happened.
Or did you cut his brake line?
Oh. I mean, I didn't.
By the way, I'd be afraid of any scene where my father ran into our house. I could be watching Gone with the Wind or, I mean, anything. And
I mean,
I'd
the
be
house
like,
shook so badly, we were all just so freaked out.
Right?
You go see. I'm not going to go. You go see. I'm not going to go see.
Terrifying.
Yes.
For me, not as scary of a movie. It's actually technically a comedy.
Oh.
But I remember watching Pee-wee's Big Adventure as a kid and having two scenes in it where I still almost can't watch it. One
still to this day.
One is when his bike gets stolen, from a Third Street Promenade in front of the bike store. And that clown, do you remember? His bike was attached to a clown, and then it's like, ah, ha, 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 and his face is gleaming. He's like, ah, ha, 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 and moving back and forth with that, I was so scared of. And then the second one, obviously, Large Marge sent you.
Sure.
Right?
Oh,
he runs into this trucker. Sure. She tells a story, and then her face contorts. And now you look at it, it's like the cheapest effect ever. But at the time,
you look at a lot of those movies, and they're so poorly done, at least. Compared to
contemporary
standards.
When you're 8 years old and so scared of it, and now you look and you're like, was I an idiot? Was I a stupid 8-year old? But both of those things were really scary for me.
For me, a couple.
Couple.
Poltergeist. When the cable went out, any time after I saw that movie, I thought, oh, this is it. I'm being sucked into the TV. This is my Carol Ann moment. So whenever
the cable goes out?
Whenever the cable went out, I would run into my parents' room and scream, the cable's out! And they're like, it's okay,
she really wants to watch TV.
She loves TV.
Does she work for Time Warner?
They didn't understand that I truly thought I was going to be Carol Ann and they'd never see me again. Because I would be...
They saw her again, by the way. I don't know if you watched the movie.
Well, not in the end, not in real life.
Okay. And the second one was my father decided one day when my mom was playing Bunko with her friends that that would be a good time to show his daughter the movie The Exorcist.
What?
Oh, yeah. No.
How old were you?
I was 8.
What?
Oh, God.
My dad did some things to scare me as a kid that scarred me for life. This was one of them.
Have you told him this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's
Does
well
he
aware.
Laugh?
He's well aware because the scene where she's coming up off the bed.
Oh, yeah. Famous scene. Yeah.
I was terrified and I knew I was going to pee my pants. So I said, Dad, I need to go to the bathroom. He's like, it's okay. I'll pause it. And I'm like, oh, God.
No, don't pause
and
it.
And I said, can you just go down and wait in the hallway for me? Just I'm a little scared. My dad's like, absolutely, honey. So I go to the bathroom.
You think he's laughing to himself? She's so scarred by this.
Well, he's about to take it further.
He took it further because when I came out and I looked down the hallway and he wasn't there.
Oh.
And I just started yelling. I'm like, Dad? Dad? And I started walking really slowly and he jumped out from behind
a
door.
Oh, my God.
No.
And I didn't think I had any pee left in me because I had just gone to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I forced out pee.
How old were you?
8 years old.
Has an 8-year-old ever died of a heart attack?
Oh, my God. I'm surprised
like you
I didn't.
Have.
I can't wait to do this to Adler.
Oh, my God. Well, between that
and... it's a bad story.
Yeah, it's bad.
I can't wait.
Okay.
I told you about my dad during a sleepover that I had, right?
You told us, I think, in the office. I'm not sure you told us on the air.
I was having a slumber party, and all my friends were there, and they brought their Cabbage Patch Kids.
How
so
old?
It was a Cabbage Patch Kids slumber
28.
Party.
28.
Yeah, about 28. No, this was elementary school again.
Okay.
And my father decided it would be funny, as we were watching the movie Annie, to put a terrifying Halloween mask with blood coming out of its mouth at the end of our pool cleaner so he could reach up to the second story where we were watching the movie. So we look out the window and there's a terrifying face with blood coming out of his mouth. Two of my friends left and never came back to my house for a slumber party.
Wait, you mean left right then?
Called their parents and they're like, we need to go home. The parents picked him up. My mother was apologizing profusely. My dad's just like... Sick, right?
Allie's dad rules.
He does.
I don't know.
And he's always banging her mom, which is even cooler.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we need to picture that. No. The Ramones on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Allie, let's play the Keep It 100 game. What year was Pet Sematary by the Ramones?
Oh, God. No idea. 1979.
1989. Same year as the film.
Really?
You said it like it was close.
You're only 10 years off.
Oh, I would have thought that was not even for the film. I thought they were just ahead of their time.
No, they wrote it for the movie. And I'll tell you something else about the Ramones, and the reason it's hard to know what year their songs come from is because all of their songs are the same song. So it doesn't matter. They can be recorded anytime in a 30-year period, and they all sound exactly like they're from the same year.
A question for you.
Yes.
I mean, just we saw Pet Sematary. So it's terrifying. But other than that, wouldn't you be fine being buried in a pet cemetery? Like, you'd be surrounded by, like, ghost dogs and stuff.
That'd be
rad.
Cool. I don't think you really care when you're dead.
Oh, sure you do.
Do you? You go,
yeah.
Oh, man, this isn't the cemetery I was hoping for.
That's something to ask our seance lady.
Good point. Oh, excellent idea. That's right. We have a seance later on today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
She's going to communicate with the other side.
Yeah.
It is Halloween morning. Allie is here. Time for another look at what's happening here. And then it's Thursday. That also means Jensen's Get Up on This coming up.
Guys, do you want to return to the place where horror lives? It's Stephen King's Dr. Sleep in theaters November 8th. But you, listening right now, can get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Dr. Sleep.
Yay!
On November 4th at the Pacific Theaters at the Grove. You guys, I cannot wait to see
the reviews. Came out yesterday, and they're all very good.
Eric Goldman, friend of the show, has seen it twice.
Nice.
I think at least. And loved it. So I cannot wait to see it.
And very rarely am I saying I'm going to go see it in theaters when it's 2 hours and 20 minutes. But
you're going to do
it?
I'm
going to
see it in theaters. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Let's take callers 10 through 14 right now at 1-800-520-1067. And you all are going to get that pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Dr. Sleep on November 4th at the Pacific Theaters at the Grove.
Call now!
Guys, if you were hoping to fly somewhere on the cheap, you can do it today. JetBlue is offering $31 domestic flights today only.
Whoa.
They're calling it the Monster Sale. Travelers can book a one-way flight anywhere in the United States, including Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. You may say to yourself, what's the catch?
What's the catch?
There's no catch.
Wow.
No, good there delivery. Is a catch. There's a total catch.
Right. There's no catch?
No, sir, there is a catch, and it's a pretty big one. The travel must take place today.
Oh.
So same day buying.
So yeah. So if you're like, oh God, I've always wanted to go to Puerto Rico, pack.
Right.
And get going. Because $31 domestic flights.
Taco Bell gonna make money off of that?
Great question, sir. This is actually JetBlue. The offer does not apply to flights that were booked previously and not valid for Mint seats, which is
JetBlue's. Oh, my God. Really?
No, I'm telling you. That's their premium class.
$31 each way? Like, if I decided today that I wanted to go to New York, I could go down there and go to New York for $31 there, $31 back.
If they have those flights, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
I thought you said it was just one way.
Well, $31.
Each way.
Each way, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to buy both tickets, but they'd have to fly the same day?
You have to come back today from New York?
I don't believe so.
You're saying that travel has to happen today. So, yes, the answer is yes. You can fly to New York and back today. Both things happening, $62.
You know what? What if you can only buy the one-way ticket and then the
full
next...
Full price on the way back.
That's what I think happens.
Then you're stuck in
JetBlue.
Then you're stuck in New York for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you can't get back.
Right?
Then what?
You're kind of like the terminal guy. You're just stuck in the airport.
Just living in the airport?
That's cool.
Wow, this started out as such good news and it turned into a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I mean,
but
it's still pretty
cool.
But
still a good deal, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you live in an airport now.
Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss!
I'd probably want to live in the Atlanta airport so I could see Bill Murray working at P.F. Chang's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember that story yesterday?
Sure, yes.
By the way, P.F. Chang's wound up tweeting out, you're hired.
No kidding.
Checked out your application? Come on in, you guys. You know, I've always said, what the world needs now is another game show. I've never said that. I've never said that, but if Will Arnett is hosting it, I'm in. And if it involves Lego, I'm totally in, right? You know what a Lego head I am.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I said Legos and I got emails for weeks from Lego dudes that were like, oh, it's Lego, singular.
But if there's a lot of bricks?
No, it's still Lego.
It's still Lego. Plural as well.
Honestly, you do not want to mess with Lego heads.
Now I know.
No, they're very serious.
Yes. Will Arnett has signed on to host and executive produce The Lego Masters. It's a competition series at Fox. It's going to premiere on February 5th. And you're going to see, you know, pairs of Lego enthusiasts facing off brick building challenges. It's going to be amazing, guys. There's going to be a big finale. Top teams of Lego builders will face off for a cash prize, a Lego trophy, and...
You get a Lego trophy?
And the grand title, Lego Master.
So get ready for a great example coming up here. So in other words, Will Arnett will say, okay, you have 7 minutes on the clock. I need you to build the Dallas Book Depository.
Go. Yes, yes.
And then they'll just go about and see who can build the best one in that amount of time.
Exactly.
I hope they have enough red bricks for
that's
blood.
That's the example that they gave.
Can I give a suggestion, a pitch for the loser, whoever loses?
Yeah.
So whoever wins holds up the trophy, the Lego trophy. Whoever loses, they lay out a bunch of Legos, and they have to walk
Lego.
On them out.
Lego.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah,
oh,
Lego, thank please. You.
And they have to walk out.
That hurts like crazy.
Oh, man. That's torture.
I like it.
Be a good torture.
I like it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So there you have it. Jensen wants to hurt people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I kind of like it. Let's talk about some birthdays, shall we? Willow Smith, Dan Rather, Dermot Mulroney, Peter Jackson, Larry Mullen Jr., and Vanilla Ice.
It's totally different. It's a rap song. It doesn't sound anything like theirs.
And just to prove his point, Vanilla breaks it down and sings the dings.
Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. That's the way theirs goes. Ours goes ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. That little bitty change.
Right?
It's not the same.
Very different.
Sweetie, no one's buying that. No one. Happy birthday, though, Vanilla Ice.
I feel like we need to post Jensen's home address.
What?
Kevin, I mean, social media
probably,
today.
Probably not.
Well, just for folks who are in the mood for some king-size candy tonight.
We are giving out full bars.
Mm. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Will you recognize me if I put a little makeup on?
Honestly, we think kids come back 5-6 times and we don't
doubt it.
So we won't notice if it's you.
All right.
And again, your policy for somebody who is obviously 35, what do you do with them?
Slap on the hand if they go for the candy. But
okay.
If they don't...
You have a ruler?
No.
Something to slap them on the hand with?
I've been... Just a quick snap.
You've been practicing with your hand.
I have been practicing on Adler, which is probably a bad idea. But just a quick snap to the hand and get off the candy. And if you can drive to trick or treat, you are not allowed to take a king size candy bar.
Okay. All right. That seems fair.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Hey, RJ Bell from LasVegasPregame.com is going to talk NFL action. Also, we have a real life medium on the program coming on later on today in the 9 o'clock hour. If you want to talk to somebody on the other side, Colby Rebel will be here. So very exciting Halloween plan. Speaking of Halloween, it's time for a very special edition of Get Up On This.
We're gonna get you up on something spooky. For the month of October is meant to be scary. So Jensen's gonna get you up on something new. And it's Halloween time. Let's all scream boo.
Get up on this.
It's time to get up on this.
Get up on this.
You don't want to miss.
Get up on this.
It's pure horror bliss.
Get up on this.
It's time to get up on this.
Well, today marks the end of October, but also the glorious holiday of Halloween marks the ending of the spooky Get Up On This segment, where the entire month I've been suggesting to you three different underrated Halloween movies that I think don't get the attention they deserve and I think are ideal watches for the season.
All right, perfect.
So this is the last one. I've went through a ton of titles here. They're all chronicled at krock.com.
You can see three a week every Thursday.
We've gotten great response on social media. A lot of love for Hush on Netflix. Mm-hmm. A lot of people seeing it for the first time. And also the family-friendly Monster House. People seem very excited by those. But now up for three new horror movies for you to get up on.
Okay.
First up is the 2017 black comedy slasher Happy Death Day.
Yep.
Happy Death Day, directed by Christopher Landon, who's best known as the writer of My Guilty Pleasure, Disturbia, which is basically a Rear Window ripoff with Shia LaBeouf. And he also wrote every Paranormal Activity other than the first one.
Oh.
And those are also better than they should be. But this is a Blumhouse production, which we all know is a Medal of Honor for all horror movies. The film tells the story of a college student named Teresa Tree Gelbman. Her nickname is Tree, barely acknowledged in the movie. She's violently murdered on her birthday by a man in a grown baby mask designed by the same guy who did Scream's mask.
Ugh.
Another trivia for you. But then she has to relive that same day over and over again. And in the process, she decides that she will try to stop the murder before it happens to see if that stops the Groundhog Day, right? It is Scream meets Groundhog Day with a large focus on the latter. There's a very funny joke in the movie referencing Bill Murray. And it actually was a surprise hit at the box office, spawning a sequel that's not so good. That's called Happy Death Day to You. The movie plays with the tropes of the slasher genre, also sort of that Mean Girls John Hughes vibe. It's surprisingly very entertaining. Let's listen to a clip.
Look, I know this isn't going to make any sense.
Stop global warming?
Hey. I feel like I'm losing my mind.
You sneaky little biatch.
Happy birthday. I've already lived through this day. Somebody's going to kill me tonight.
All right.
Yeah, it's good. Happy Death Day. A slasher does not take itself very seriously, which I love about horror movies. And the best part about it, you know, I...
An hour 30.
It's an hour and 36 minutes. So that's pretty good. Second up, a Canadian cult classic. And not enough people have seen Ginger Snaps.
Never heard of it.
All right, good. This horror movie released in the year 2000 is directed by a guy named John Fawcett, who this is early in his career, because later he would go on to create Orphan Black.
Oh,
and this is
one
where
of my favorite shows.
All started for him, right? Way back before, it stars Emily Perkins and Catherine Isabel as Bridget and Ginger Fitzgerald, two teenage sisters who live in the small town of Bailey Downs. A run of dog killings has been taking over the community, and the Fitzgerald sisters, who are sort of this like death-obsessed, somewhat goth teens, they have created a pact that they're either going to live through this torture that is life or die together, and now they're very curious about who's killing these dogs. So they decide to become involved themselves and kidnap a bully's dog from their high school. And on the way, Ginger gets her first period. She goes through puberty.
And it's scary.
And in turn, is attacked by a monster.
Well, I mean, that's what happens.
Most likely, this is the culprit behind the dog killings. Ginger is bitten, but her sister saves her. And from there, Ginger starts to transform into a werewolf.
Yes.
She makes the full transformation. She starts attacking bystanders. It is a fascinating metamorphosis movie. And the metaphor is not lost on most people. Mm-hmm. It's become a major cult success, spawning an entire string of sequels, none of which I've seen. But the original Ginger Snaps is awesome. It's a throwback to sort of the Reality Bites feeling of movie. Let's listen to a clip from the trailer.
Out by 16 or dead in the scene, but together forever.
United against life as we know it.
Let's get out of here.
Ginger!
What was it?
A big dog, maybe?
Did I change last night? Howl at the moon?
Yeah, it's great. Ginger Snaps. It's another like loose horror movie in a sense that there's kind of winks and stuff in it. It doesn't take itself serious. The best part, though.
Hour and a half.
1 hour and 45 minutes. Perfectly right on the cusp.
Wow.
It's ideal. All right. Lastly, the most mentioned name this month for Get Up On This is someone we even talked about last segment. Director Mike Flanagan. He's about to be mentioned a ton in pop culture for Dr. Sleep, which comes out in a few days. And he's already getting incredible reviews for that. But this is an awesome movie. All right? And you're not going to think it is because you're going to be like, that sounds like crap. No, okay. He shocked the world when he released the horror prequel in 2016, Ouija, Origin of Evil. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this movie was supposed to lead into the 2014 Ouija movie. This is a prequel, which he had nothing to do with the original. But you don't have to know anything about the predecessor to love this movie.
All right.
All right. A widow runs a phony seance business out of her house, okay, where she lives with her kids, and she decides to include a Ouija board into her act. And with that, the Ouija board takes over the body of one of her youngest daughter. It's awesome. It's a rare example where a second movie is better than the first completely. The first one shouldn't even exist in comparison to Flanagan's. The movie feels perfectly 70s. They even convinced Universal to use the logo from 1963 to start the movie. And this is kind of a very weird detail. In the corner, you see the reel changes. You know in movie theaters how you used to see them switch over reels? Do you know that? There was like a little circle.
Yeah, they could only show half or whatever.
It was like a little circle in the corner, and then it would sort of quickly jump to the next reel of film.
Yeah.
That's in the movie, even if you just watch it from your house. Hmm. And they only used equipment to film the movie that was available in the 70s. So they wanted to make it look very, you know, time period.
All right.
Let's listen to a clip.
Mary, we invite you into our circle. If that's you, blow out the candles.
Oh, my God.
What's this? New prop for work.
Spirit, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
A prequel better than the original and better than anything, really, from that whole year in horror. Another reason why Mike Flanagan is the current leader in horror, but for one other big reason, this movie rules.
And you're not going to tell us?
It's an hour and 33 minutes. Pretty good. So this week, we got up on Happy Death Day, Ginger Snaps, and Ouija Origin of Evil. That rounds out my list. You can see everything I picked throughout all of Halloween, all of October, three a week. See them all at krock.com under my Get Up On This. And let me know on Twitter, at Jensen Karp, let me know the ones that you've been able to watch with me. You'll dig it. And that was my Get Up On This.
Get Up On This.
That was Get Up On
This. This is Bean speaking of the Kevin and Bean Show. I have 1 week left on the program.
My no last day. Counting down more than Bean is.
Well, I feel like I don't want people to wake up one day and not have realized that I was leaving.
Oh, so no, I'm not saying that.
I'm bringing it up for the benefit of the listeners so that they are not surprised when they tune in a couple of weeks and I'm not here.
Right.
So 1 week left to go. My last day is next Thursday. And the reason I bring this up is because Kevin and I have been doing some interviews lately with people, with TV and with newspapers, and they've been asking questions about, you know, your highlights of your career and the greatest moments of the Kevin and Bean Show that you'll always remember when you leave the job.
And my answer was, we'll let you know when it happens.
And my answer is, we had a chance to interview Bobby Boris Pickett on our show one time.
By the way, he's serious
you
about that.
You gotta stop bringing
this up. I'm telling you, I love this dude, and it was the thrill of a lifetime. Look, as a little kid, Monster Mash was my favorite song of all time. I loved Monster Mash. I could not get enough of Monster Mash.
Right, and then you turned 9.
Year-round, I was a Monster Mash head. And what I'm saying is here's the thing. It's like when, you know, Ralph was obsessed with our old friend Ralph Garman, obsessed with Batman. When he got to meet Adam West, it was the biggest deal of his life.
Right, but that was Batman.
No, but what I'm saying is because of the age in which that Batman made an impact on Ralph. That's how I felt about Bobby Boris Pickett with the Monster Mash, okay?
He just equated Batman with
Wilson
Pickett's
brother.
They're
both superheroes.
My point is no relation to Wilson Pickett. My point is that when you are a little kid and you fall in love with something, that is a lifelong love. Mm-hmm. That's something that just affects you deeply. And that's why having Bobby Boris Pickett on the show that one time we did, and God, I wish I could find the tape, was the greatest thrill of all time because he's the guy that sang the Monster Mash.
Honestly, I still don't remember that. Talking to him, nothing.
Not a big deal for you?
Even after you brought it up, I was like, I don't remember that.
First of all, how dare you?
Greatest Halloween song ever? Other than
Absolutely.
Boingo?
I mean,
no
Ghostbusters
doubt.
Is up there, but I think this is it.
I was working in the lab late one night. My eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
Bean, was he like an always horror guy? Or what other stuff did he do?
I mean, he tried to make a singing career out of it. He was an actor more than anything, and he just did this as a lark because, you know, monster movies were so popular at that time, and he thought, hey, let's do Boris Karloff, let's do Bela Lugosi, let's just make a gag out of it, because at the time there were a lot of dance-oriented songs.
Sure.
There was, there was a twist and those mashed potatoes. So he was just trying
to create
a dance.
He has no memory except for the entire world that this was in. All songs that were out, everything.
He forgot he lived with a woman. He remembers
all of this.
Wait, Bean, did he do like the Christmas mash? Did he like try other ones in the
same? He did Monster's Holiday was what that one was called. Yes, he did have a Christmas in 1962, yes. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about Bobby Boris Pickett is that he didn't give up after the Monster Mash, right? By the way, I'm infuriated with whoever pulled this version of Monster Mash because it is not the original.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
It's not. It's not the original. It's a re-recording.
Oh, really?
But my point is...
By him or
you should
person?
Be furious.
By him, yes.
He's mad it's not the original recording by the same artist that we're hearing right now.
It's not the original. It's not the original.
He's furious.
You just ruined my childhood.
Wow.
Okay, so Monster Mash happens, and then... Decades go by, and he decides, you know what, it's time to update the Monster Mash because now it's the 80s and rap is a thing? Now it's time...
Stall a bit, just a bit.
Oh, did we lose
Set
our song?
Set the scene just a bit. No.
Set the tone, if you will.
Let us know more.
How was around when you... was he when he redid this song, do you think? Was it a couple of years later?
No, it was 20, a little over 20 years later. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So now we're into the 80s, and he looks around at the pop landscape, and he says, you know what, I got another shot at making this Monster Mash a hit if I just update it and call it the Monster Rap.
Yes. Uh-huh.
No.
So Bobby Boris Pickett... attempts to rap, and it sounded a little something like this.
Nope. Hold on. Sorry. Oh, it's slowed down.
See?
Oh, okay.
All right. Feeling it.
Yeah, it's the walk this way drum.
Totally.
Yeah.
the lab late these nights with eyes grown used to eerie sights. I created a monster who could dance and walk, but I couldn't teach him how to talk. My faithful assistant, that hunchback fool who wastes his time in DJ school, says,
"How'd you get here? Don't be a fap. Deep degrees of the monster act."
All right, listen.
22 years
this is
it
sad.
Took him.
Isn't it sad, Bean?
I'm enjoying it so far.
Let's get it.
Shock the body. Shock the body, body.
Yeah!
Shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock.
I love the background singers going, shock the body. Shock the body,
body. Shock. Can you give me back Shock the Body, please?
Yeah,
oh, it's coming up again. It's
no,
coming
I'm
up again. Don't worry.
I need to hear the original recording.
You've got to shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock the body.
He's doing the voice
shock
and everything.
Shock the body, body. Shock.
Go.
Igor, you idiot.
Oh.
Yes, master.
Bring me some vocal cords.
Yes,
see?
Master.
Cause I just want to hear him speak. And tonight the storm will reach its peak. Connect electrodes. Turn on the power. We operate within the hour.
Dramatic.
Here we go.
Lights went up without a hitch.
All I care about is Shock the Body.
Yeah,
it's coming up.
Gold came down, his head went zap. Now he's doing the monster rap.
Shock the body, body.
Shock the body. Shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock the body. Shock the body, body. Shock.
Here's the best part of the song.
I'm giving you a voice. Now rap for daddy.
Ooh. Oh, and I shot a million bolts into my brain. Now I'm ready to rap. I'm a runaway train. If you get in the way.
This is the best song ever.
This, well, right? Pretty great. This is written by Nas.
What?
No,
oh,
it's not.
No, okay,
by Nas.
What the hell?
I'm the same dude that did the Monster Man.
That's my boy.
Shock my body, body.
So we invited the zombies, creeps, and ghouls, and turned them into rapping fools. Drac woke up from his nap, said, teach me how to monster rap. You gotta shock the body.
Shock the body.
Hey, 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 you're talking over monster
rap. Well, I know,
rap.
Because we're almost out of time. So monster rap did not bring Bobby Morris Pickett all the way back.
No.
Oh,
but he was.
Would you like to hear a small clip of our interview with Bobby Morris Pickett?
Oh.
Do you have it?
No
yep.
way.
Do you
Omar,
have it?
Omar pulled it. Ready?
Bean.
Yeah.
You're the real guy, aren't you?
Yes, I'm afraid so, boys.
You are Bobby Morris Pickett.
Yes.
This is great.
In my wildest dreams.
This is Halloween, ladies and gentlemen. We got the man, the Monster Mash man on the phone.
The Guy Lombardo of Halloween.
Bean, how happy are you?
I can't believe he found that. I'm going to cry. I'm
all right.
So happy.
Now set up the climate nonsense.
I think he's going to need a cigarette.
So 25 years later, he decides to try again. And he makes a very topical song. This was during the Al Gore years about the, oh my God, the climate. Oh, look. Mm-hmm.
And he got very politically correct with this one. I don't think it made much of an impact. But again, the great Bobby Morris Pickett, who's now like 60, is doing the climate mash.
We were hiking past the White House late one night when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. The president appeared with folks very strange, the zombies and vampires of global climate change.
Oh,
it's see? Because there are zombies and...
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Global warming, say oil company disciples. Our math tells us it's natural weather cycles. These claims from industry heavies. Let the president rest behind his own protective levies.
Okay. Oh, I don't no. see because.
I think they could have done a better job with this. There are communities in this country, by the way, for reals, on Halloween that ban you from trick-or-treating if you are above the age of fill in the blank. Some places at 12, some places at 16,
yep.
whatever.
I will move there.
We are going to talk to a Kevin and Bean listener who's a grown-ass woman mm-hmm. who loves trick-or-treating and goes every year.
And defends it.
Yeah.
And defends it, yes. She says she has every right to go out there and trick-or-treating with the kids. So that's coming up in minutes here on the world-famous K-Rock. First, though, Kevin, you have a new church to attend.
Well, this preacher is doing a eulogy for a family, and the mom of the family is in the casket behind him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the family is out there, and somebody in the crowd is taking a video of this preacher. And I'm just going to start playing it, and then we can stop it about every 3 seconds, because he just... nails this eulogy. I mean, it's beautiful.
I want to say to this family, y'all got some sexy women in y'all family.
I'm sorry. This is at a funeral?
Yes.
This is a eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the casket behind him.
And he's saying, y'all got some sexy females in this family.
Why would he bring that up? Under what circumstances would that even be something he would mention?
I'm going to defend it because I don't know where the rest of the video goes. I think we should address.
It doesn't answer.
Okay.
The rest of the video doesn't answer.
Just letting you know, if he says it one time, he's in a funeral and he goes, you know, because he had quite a family of daughters and da da da, and man, what a sexy fam. I'm not saying it's the right thing
you're
to say.
You're saying maybe he could get away with it.
Right.
If it was once. But I'm
going to deny that. I don't think the word sexy has any business being in any eulogy ever.
Sure.
No.
All right.
Honestly, to this family, y'all got some sexy women in y'all family. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Y'all got some sexy women. If I was just a little bit younger, brother, I'd call it bold.
If I was a little bit younger, I would get bold. Is what he said.
Sir.
I'm done defending.
However,
again immediately.
He may know his crowd better than we do because they seem to be hooting and hollering. It sounds like they're enjoying it.
They were at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Until the woman's daughter got up and stormed out.
Oh, no.
Because he kept going.
What?
The person you're going to hear saying, what? What's happening? Is the person that's taking the video on his phone.
I mean, ain't none of y'all ugly in here. All y'all got some beautiful bodies on y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
Sir.
None of y'all ugly. Y'all got some beautiful bodies on you as well.
Crazy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
This is a horn dog.
Yeah, this is awful.
Oh,
no.
What is happening right now? What is happening?
I might be old, but I ain't lying.
Still going.
Is this a Dave Chappelle show? What am I listening to?
I might be old, but I'm not blind.
It's like Deaf Comedy Jam.
What is happening?
Wow.
A whole lot of young fellas sitting beside y'all looking too.
What? Well, now he's saying the guys look good too.
Yeah, he's on a roll.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You know, you fellas are saying, I live in D.C., you fellas are saying, something wrong with y'all.
So now he's talking to the guys, and he's saying the girls are hot enough that you're not talking to them, and there's something wrong with you guys.
This isn't a singles mixer, sir.
That's what he keeps going down that path.
Gosh.
He keeps saying, oh, man, you guys aren't doing anything about it. He's angry at the guys because they're not doing anything about the fact that there are hot girls there.
On a day that they need consoling.
Yes.
Yeah, he sees it as an opportunity.
Oh, man.
He's not going to leave until somebody's mounting somebody.
And I think it's going to be him. So one of the daughters stands up and storms out, and he's like, near the end of it, he goes, I want her to come back in.
I didn't like that.
That's a bad read. Yeah, that's a real bad read.
Can you do the read again?
No, that's how he said it.
Really?
No,
yes,
sir.
Yes, that's how he said it. And then, I swear to God, and I don't have this part because the audio gets terrible, but he says, I'll wait.
I'll wait.
For her to come back in.
What
and sit
a
down.
Creep.
At a funeral.
Well, I want this guy to officiate
Same.
My funeral 100%.
I need to go to this church, wherever it is, because this is my preacher.
Isn't that creepy?
This day in history with Old Man Reuben.
Hey guys, before we start, I want to apologize for yesterday. I haven't been myself, and looking for someone to kill my mom was way over the line. I know that made you uncomfortable, and I regret it greatly.
Good.
That's all right, Reuben.
I want to get this back on track, and you'll never see me get mad about my mom again.
Sounds good. We're ready when you are.
It was 1968, and President Lyndon B. Johnson ordered a halt to all U.S. bombing of North Vietnam. Hey, Mom, can you just give us a second? Okay, sure. Not a problem. Mom, I understand your nipples need baby powdering, but I have work to do first. I love you, and I'll see you in about 10 minutes. Mom, please. Mom, get off me.
What?
You goddamn monster! You immortal piece of... You ruined my life! Mom? Mom? Oh my God! I killed her! What have I done? Mom! I'll powder your nipples, just open your eyes! She's dead! Oh God! I have to get out of here! I'm not going to jail again! I didn't escape Alcatraz to end up back behind bars.
What the?
See? Because Ruben's a psycho.
Well, Mom wow. had a rough day today.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's, I don't know how to go on from that.
That was a pretty serious fight.
It was. I'm very uncomfortable with this. Because I remember that one time Mark and Brian ended up on Unsolved Mysteries over something very similar.
To the police. That's just a comedy skit.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Don't at us, bro.
Gargling 1,200-year-old mother.
Okay. Happy Halloween, everyone. 7:51. Allie, what's happening?
Wow. To more death, the Jeffrey Epstein case is heading to HBO. Adam McKay, who's the executive producer of HBO's Succession.
Huh? You said it right.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And director of films like, of course, The Big Short and Vice, which just makes me laugh in this article because, honestly, we just knew him mostly from, like, Step Brothers and movies, Talladega Nights. Yeah, but now it's, like, The Big Short and Vice, like,
he's fancy now. Oscar movies.
Yeah. He is set to produce a new HBO limited series about Epstein. Here's the thing. The series is reportedly going to be based on the upcoming book by Miami Herald reporter Julie K. Brown, who did some of the best work on this case. If you were following any of her tweets, she was nailing stuff like before it was coming out. She's like, be ready to watch this. Okay, watch for this. Wow. She was the kind of the one on the forefront of all this. But it's going to be all about that convicted sex offender who was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell earlier this year while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. In addition to producing the show, McKay is also reportedly set to direct the first episode. He also helped launch an Epstein-focused podcast last month called Broken, Jeffrey Epstein in collaboration with Brown. So he's all Jeffrey Epstein all the time.
Who's going to play Jeffrey Epstein? Do we know yet?
I don't know. Who do you think?
John Slattery.
Oh, man.
No?
Yeah, no, I think he'd be great, but God, I love him so much, and I would hate him in that role.
To be playing a creep. Yeah.
There's also going to be a Lifetime documentary called Surviving Jeffrey Epstein, which follows the network's Surviving R. Kelly docuseries, which turned everything upside down for R. Kelly. So, I mean, he can't turn more upside down for him since he is dead and, let's be honest, was murdered in prison. But it can hopefully...
By the Clintons, right? I think the Clintons probably killed him.
I think when you say that, people believe you. But he was definitely murdered.
Yes.
I think we can say that, right?
Yeah, we could guess, sure.
He was definitely murdered.
It's a guess.
By people in that circle.
Can he play him? He does... He looks a lot like him.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen? I mean, he's not an actor, and I don't know if he'd have that range.
Barely a host. Right. I don't know. I feel it needs to be someone, and I hate to say Jeffrey Epstein is more chiseled, because that makes it sound like I'm saying he was handsome, but...
You guys heard it first. Allie wanted to date Jeffrey Epstein.
That is an odd statement to make.
Not at all what I'm saying.
Oh.
But I think I might watch that, if I'm honest.
What about the guy who played Hellboy?
Ron Perlman?
Too old.
Too old, yeah. Okay. Definitely too old.
All right.
Yeah.
Back you know who looks board. Exactly like him, but I think is unavailable is Anthony Bourdain.
He does look just like him.
They look very much like each other.
Very unavailable.
Very unavailable, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Guys, not only do tickets for Acoustic Christmas Night 1 go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m., but something else goes on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m., the ultimate Britney Spears fan experience is coming to Los Angeles in January 2020. It's called The Zone. It's a pop-up retail shop. It's going to celebrate the iconic career of the pop legend, immerse diehard fans in her real life and legacy. You guys, Instagrammable moments like 10 rooms of exhibits based on her most memorable music videos. Like high school, you walk in and it's just a high school scene. You walk into another room and it's like Mars. And then a custom commercial airline like the one in Toxic. I'm in, you guys.
No, you're not, though.
Who's with me? There's also a circus-inspired feature room with a 40-foot tightrope photo walk, a live ringmaster, and a tarot card reader. This thing has it all.
Does it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Tickets for the limited time pop-up event will be starting tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Oh, we have to pay?
BrittanyTheZone.com. It's not free, Kevin.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, this is not for me. I would never do this.
No.
Really?
No. I mean, not even for anyone, but I mean, Britney Spears, clearly, this is not fun for me.
Hmm. No. I'm out.
Bean, would you do it for Taylor Swift?
I mean, I've been to Taylor Swift exhibits before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hard yes.
I drove to Mississippi to see a Taylor Swift retrospective exhibit at a branch of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame they have in Mississippi.
What kind of retrospective are you doing on someone in her 20s?
Because she's had 10 years of success. There were handwritten lyrics and costumes and awards and things like that. No.
Alive. Okay.
It was just a tribute to a current recording artist.
Drive all that way just for that?
I did.
Like, that was your goal?
I did, yeah.
It wasn't, like, on the way to something good?
No. It was good.
Right,
that's
what I mean.
But, I mean, it was only... I mean, a couple of hundred miles is all. Wasn't a tremendous inconvenience.
Yeah, totally.
Just a one-nighter, you know.
How long did you spend in there?
Long enough.
I mean, just enough to finish?
Wow.
Got it. Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, 2 minutes?
Wow. Dare you?
I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
Out of curiosity, the price for that?
That I don't recall. It was very inexpensive. Whatever, I would have paid double, whatever it was.
I would have paid double.
Yeah, it was a cool exhibit.
Yeah,
you find cool.
Well, again, I mean, if you're into an artist, you want to see their Grammys, you know, and you want to see their, like I said, their handwritten lyrics and things like that, and the ephemera from their career.
I don't even know that word.
I enjoyed it.
Bean, touch my peen.
I think Grammys are code. You know what I'm saying? And ephemera.
No one sees you pointing.
Downstairs mix-up.
Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss!
Okay.
Swing and a Got miss! It.
Some birthdays for you. Larry Mullen Jr., Peter Jackson, Dermot Mulroney, Dan Rather, Willow Smith, and I believe one of my favorite moments with...
Come on.
...due to the birthday of Vanilla Ice.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
And you got Vanilla Ice on the loose. He's got a knife. Everybody's running. He's going to stab people.
Because he stabbed people.
Hold on a sec. What's Kevin talking about?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's more. Why is Vanilla Ice going to stab people?
Nope.
No, he stole some stuff.
He stole like a pool heater and a couch and stuff out of a vacant house.
What are you talking about, Kevin?
I was thinking of stab anybody. Screech.
You were thinking of Screech? You were confusing Vanilla Ice.
Not even a singer.
With the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Yes, I was.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Some people.
Nine Inch Nails on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:04.
Do you guys see that Trent Reznor has changed his mind about his nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Did you see that?
I did not.
Because remember last year when Nine Inch Nails was nominated, he was like, I don't give an S about going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's dumb. Or a couple years ago, whenever they were first nominated for it. And then apparently he went to the ceremony last year because I think he might have inducted The Cure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he had such a good time and realized it was such a cool event and such an honor that now he's like, you know what? I changed my mind. I wouldn't mind being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they certainly deserve to be.
Yeah, agreed.
I think Nine Inch Nails deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that would be very cool if Trent got happy and they put him into the thing with that honor. Just, it's very weird.
I agree.
It's rare to see somebody come out and have such a public stance and then change his mind about it and come out with this
so strong.
Even though I think none of us had him on our lists this year for people.
I feel like they weren't nominated.
You would have had them in the list.
I think the year before they were, but they weren't this year. Is that possible?
It's possible. Yeah. It's different every year, and there's no guarantee you roll over. But anyway, I hope they make it one day. 1 hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, as our Halloween program continues, we have...
we're just starting it?
We have Colby Rebel coming in. Now, you may not know the name, but many of her fans do. She is an international psychic medium. She is a certified master spiritual teacher, and she connects with spirits... It says here, to bring forward your loved one in a way that will make you feel as they are in the room with you.
Mm-hmm.
She's a medium, you guys.
Right.
She connects to the other side. So, Jensen, if you wanted to talk to your dad,
right,
which today you could.
Well, I've avoided this.
You've avoided it.
My mother is very much into mediums and seances and such.
Okay.
And so she has went numerous times to talk to dead
relatives.
Dead relatives. What is it?
Dad? Has she talked to your dad?
She has spoken. Yeah,
she's connected.
Well, I've told her not to tell me anything, but she has, you know, done the wink and the hint.
Would you not be interested in what she thought she heard?
Because I had a good ending with my father.
Right.
Everything went well.
Have you ever seen a medium? They're always positive. They never
know, but I don't want someone else. But I don't want someone else to give that ending.
Okay,
does that make sense? Like the ending is already good.
You like the ending?
I'm not saying that they're going to be like your dad hates you. You know, I don't think that's possible.
No,
but even
they're not that truthful.
No,
your dad really wasn't a fan of yours.
He
at
would
all.
Use much fouler language. I think like if they said even if they said he loves you, but he's happy about Adler or whatever.
You're satisfied with your ending. It's exactly
correct.
What you needed to move on.
So I said, let's do the radio bit. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. No, I have avoided it. So if somehow
are we
my
going
dad
to out, ask her
if you want to, absolutely.
I'm not your dad.
Yeah, I'm not against it.
Well, I think, by the way, and Colby will tell us more when she gets here. I think she's not in control of who comes
who
through.
Visits.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It may or may not be somebody related to Jensen or Kevin or the caller on the phone or whoever. We don't know.
We have no
idea. We don't know.
Yeah.
Did your mom give you any kind of information as to you asked her not to tell
correct.
You, but was she? Was she comforted? Was she pleased?
Yes.
Did she feel good about the encounter?
Absolutely. Both
really?
Times. I know more than once. I think even maybe three times she's went. But Jesus, this guy, can't wait for him to leave. And so basically he'll
you
be
mean
like
left.
Yeah. She'll be like, yeah, it was awesome. I had a great time. And then she'd sort of start to look like she's going to talk about my dad. And I'd be like, don't even think about it.
Say no more.
Stop. Yeah.
Wow.
I know that Kevin is not a believer.
Nor is B.
I mean, I have space that I don't think most people have, which is there's stuff that I can't explain. And
right.
I'm
yes.
okay with that.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree with you. It's like the difference between being atheist and agnostic.
Yes.
I don't believe, but I also am not prepared to say it's not real.
Okay.
Because right, we I both think, could be wrong.
That's
right.
pretty
that's
open.
A
yeah.
lot more
yeah.
open than you were a year ago talking
very much
about
so.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that does mean that all of us are open to have someone
absolutely
here.
And here's the thing. I know that people get very upset by this type of thing and say, oh, I can't believe you'd fall for that. Or I can't believe if it gives somebody a second of comfort that they didn't have before that interaction, I think that's worth it. I think it's
fine. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're essentially, you're looking at it as like you'd pay to go to the chiropractor to make your back feel better. Why not pay somebody to make you emotionally or mentally feel better by pretending to have spoken with a dead relative?
Well,
I think that question is loaded.
I think it's.
And I'd like it re-asked.
You're leading the witness,
but like
20, and I don't appreciate
but like 20
it.
Years ago, people thought that way about therapy too, man. I mean, things,
I mean, that's
turn,
true.
Things turn around.
They thought that way about medicine.
Yeah, yeah.
It was voodoo,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, who knows?
Allie, y'all, 1 to 100. How much do you believe that a medium is talking to a spirit of a dead person?
I think it depends, obviously, on the medium. I think some are complete quacks, absolutely.
Okay, one.
But
you also believe there are hundreds out there.
I think there are people that actually are very in tune to things like that. Absolutely.
How do you think it works?
I think it's just people open to it
yeah.
and people that... I mean, think about when we were young and things that we, like, were so much more open to, but then society tells you, oh, you can't believe that. You can't. No, that's not real. That's not even possible. And so you just stop believing those things. I think these are people that never stopped believing that it's all open and out there if you actually give it space.
Bean, you don't have any situations in your life where, like, a door closes or something, you know what I mean? Like, something happened that you think is someone from your life trying to give you a message?
None. Never.
That's weird because I feel like everyone has
me
that,
either.
Even if you're really
no.
But even if you're like
well,
a hater,
maybe it's just like we don't interpret anything that way.
That's possible.
Didn't
yeah.
you tell us at one time when your daughter was very young, it seemed like she was talking to somebody?
Oh yeah, but that was that's a different thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
What I'm saying is
because she said that all there was to that story was I was reading her a story and mm-hmm. she said, "Dad,
which
who's
is hilarious
that?
When you think about it, by the way.
how dare you?" And she said, "Dad, who's that?" And I looked over in the corner. I was like, "My kid's crazy." You
yeah,
think
but that's but that's because you're not open to the belief there could have been something there.
I think she saw somebody. For sure she saw somebody.
Like a
now
grand,
I know
grandpa
for
or somebody?
Sure she's yeah. crazy.
No,
now,
not a
though,
vampire.
It's been,
I'm
it's been
saying
enough
it
years
could
that I've been able to judge.
No, I said grandpa. I said
oh,
grandpa.
Grandpa. I thought
yeah.
you said like a vampire. I'm like,
no,
not a vampire.
That's a totally different scene.
I thought that was a weird poll.
No, I don't think.
Everyone knows Kevin's daughter sees vampires. We all know
right,
that.
Cool,
I don't think that she saw anyone. No, I don't.
Really?
No.
Colby Rebel, as we were talking about, international psychic medium, joining the Kevin and Bean Show at 9 o'clock this morning. Although it is Colby's intention and desire to bring forth the spirit you wish to speak to, she cannot guarantee that they will that they will choose to step forward.
Sure.
Colby connects with the spirit world with complete openness to allow your loved ones an opportunity to connect with you. What if, God, this would be something, what if she connects with Bobby Boris Pickett, the Monster Mash guy?
Oh, Bean, what
if that's who comes through?
What would you do?
You would literally have to believe for the rest of your life.
You know, what, you know what that would do to me? It would shock my body, buddy.
Shock the body. Well, we'll find out and we'll be taking your calls. That is Watch the Boys. Coming up on K-Rock. You're going to love how much fun that band is live when you see them at night number one of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas, Saturday, December 7th at Honda Center in Anaheim. That is Jimmy Eat World, along with Cage the Elephant and Beck and Young the Giant, Angels and Airwaves, Cold War Kids, The Head and the Heart, Catfish and the Bottom, and they're all performing on one big night. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. You can get all the details at KRock.com.
Jensen came to us last week and he said that he had a problem with somebody that came to his door on Halloween. And we had this conversation many, many different times. How old is too old to trick or treat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Jensen said that parents were coming with their kids and the parents weren't dressed up, but would also reach into his container and take out candy.
So little 7-year-old Cinderella grabs candy, fine, but then the parent comes up right behind her, takes his own handful. What's up with that?
And that seemed ridiculous because if you don't have a kid...
Yeah, why are you...
And if you do have a kid, it's for the kid.
Right.
And then we got this message.
Hi, my name is Janice, and I think that trick-or-treating is allowed for grown-ups and children alike. I am not a child, and I still trick-or-treat, and yes, I get dressed up. And yes, I go to haunted houses all nice and dressed up. And yes, I go to parties all dressed up. And I think that that is the one actual holiday that should be celebrated. It lets you be who you want to be, when you want to be it, and how you want to be it. So stop complaining about grown people trick-or-treating and celebrate it. Enjoy it. Embrace it.
What's your name?
Diana.
She doesn't sound crazy. I was expecting her to sound crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's give it time.
She may still?
Yeah.
Good morning, Janet.
Hello, guys.
Well, first of all, thank you for listening. Second of all, thank you for calling me Afro Line. I don't think we have any problem with people dressing up for Halloween as adults or going to parties as Halloweens or going to haunted houses for Halloween. Mm-hmm. But the trick-or-treating, that confuses us a little bit. Can you tell us more about that?
Okay, what's wrong with it? It's a holiday. You get to enjoy it. You get to have fun. You get to do it.
Right. But
it's okay.
Understood. But here's the thing. That particular part of Halloween, that one thing, trick or treat, really for kids.
No, it's for everybody. You get to go out there and beg for candy. It's fun. You can do it.
I don't normally ask.
You can do it.
You can do it. I don't normally ask this question of a woman, but how can you tell us how old you are?
I'm 35.
35. Okay.
35.
Did you dress up?
Yes, I dress up. Sometimes I don't dress up. Sometimes I dress up, depending on how much time I have to get ready for it.
Janet, sometimes you don't dress up and you still go door to door asking for candy?
Yes, I borrow a neighbor's kid so I can go with them, but I still have my little goodie bag.
Oh, you are a scammer.
No, I kind of respect that.
No. And sometimes I just, like, I ask my neighbors, they work at night. I was like, you know what? I'll take your kid trick-or-treating with me. And at the same time I trick-or-treat, I go there. I put my little hand out. I was like, trick-or-treat. And they give me a treat.
Is this your one call from jail?
Janet, have you ever been rejected by an adult who does not want to give you candy because you're older than he is?
One time when I was on a date, yes. They thought we were stupid.
Oh, hold on.
Let's back up, Janet.
So
it was my first date. It was a first date. It's a way to find out if a guy is worth having time with.
Right, but for your first date, you chose to go trick-or-treating on Halloween?
Yes, it's like having a date for Valentine's. You get to say, you know what, you want a date? Yeah.
Well, okay, we understand dating.
So when you hear people have a discussion every year about 12 or 14 or 16 or whatever the appropriate age is for kids to stop trick-or-treating in costume, you just scoff at that because you plan on trick-or-treating for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, I'm able to walk and stop walking. I can even use a walker, yes.
Wow, you've made plans. How about if we all get together and just send you some candy, Janet? Would that help?
No, I can't eat candy. I don't like it.
Oh, my God.
What is... What?
What?
Wow, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
What are you doing with all the candy? Greatest. You just said you don't like candy.
Best plot twist ever.
I don't. I throw it away.
You throw it away. You're a monster.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
No, it's...
Why? Okay,
so
let me ask another question. So you're taking people's candy, which they had to buy, and then you're throwing it in the trash.
Yes.
Is it just the rush? Is it the adrenaline?
That you're getting away with something?
It's sometimes just to see the expression on people's face. And sometimes it's because they can't say no to me because I'm cute like that.
Oh, Janet.
You are all kinds of crazy, Janet.
I think I love her now, though. I will tell you, I think I want a reality show with Janet.
She doesn't eat the candy, you guys.
You are literally taking candy from a baby. You know that, right? Literally.
No, I'm not. No, because I pass treats, and I don't give one candy. Excuse me, Jensen, but you shouldn't be taking the hands off kids when they are reaching for candy. They can have a handful.
He was saying that they would reach back a second or third time, and he was trying to stop that, which seems valid.
Well, he also does the big bars. He doesn't do the little candies.
King size, right.
That's different.
Okay, I give the medium-sized candy because the kid's hands full. It's like two or three candies anyway, so they... One handful and that's it, bud.
Well, that's because you're recycling your candy.
That's it, bud.
That's the thing.
Hey, Janet, how are you even handing out candy to trick-or-treaters when at that same time you're going door-to-door getting your own candy to throw away?
Great question.
No, I go at a little bit of a later time because kids usually pass out by 7 o'clock. I usually go by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's getting pretty late.
Do you sometimes knock on a door where it looks like they were giving out candy earlier and they're not now?
No,
you just break in and take the candy?
Yep, that's what she's doing. She's breaking in. Janet, you are a miracle, and I can't. We were trying to figure out what the defense was when we said, "Hey, we should have Janet on and discuss this." We're trying to figure what could she possibly say, and I think you've blown our minds by just shamelessly saying, "I do it because it's fun."
Well, nobody guessed crazy.
Yeah, nobody guessed crazy. That's true. All right, well, listen, next time don't throw it away. Send it to Kevin and Bean, okay? If you're going to do it right.
Don't waste it.
How about I just buy you guys a bag of candy?
I mean, okay, it's a separate... Okay, fine.
We have a real-life medium, by the way, who's going to talk to the dead. Coming up in about 25 minutes or so here on the world-famous K-Rock, RJ Bell standing by, pregame.com in Las Vegas. But first, speaking of sports, before we get to RJ and talking NFL, Kevin, you probably were not watching or listening to the game last night.
I was not.
World Series Game 7. The Washington Nationals win it, and I was thinking about the guy. I don't know his name, but the announcer for the Nationals on WFAN, a radio.com station, by the way, in Washington, D.C., calling the game last night. You have to know that this is a piece of tape that is going to be played forever when the Nationals win the World Series.
So you need to prepare for that moment so that you can deliver the great, believe in miracles?
Exactly. That's what you're looking for.
His name is Charlie Slows.
Thank you very much. So you have to figure that this was in his mind. I mean, this would be if I were calling baseball games, this would be the type of thing that I would be practicing the weeks leading up to the World Series just to make sure I was prepared. Mm-hmm. Let's see what kind of job he did and what do you guys think.
As the Nationals are a strike away from franchise history and some World Series
Is this
history.
Hank Azaria doing that character?
The Nationals are one out of the way.
I'll tell you one thing about this World Series.
Yeah.
We're going to win.
As Hudson tries to close it out.
Boy,
another 3-2 pitch. To Michael Brantley. Hudson sets.
Do you really hate him? Because he kind of sounds like John Miller of the Giants, who I think is one of the great play-by-play guys of all time.
Hate him.
This is a real wind-up.
Yes.
It's a little different.
Here it comes.
The kick in. Here it comes. Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books!
You know he had that Curly W in his back pocket, man.
Yeah, he did.
Sounded pubey.
Boo.
He was Allie.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
All right, here's the part.
He came to life.
He did. All right, this is the most exciting thing that will ever happen. He was a broadcaster, right?
Full count. He's on the mound now.
Here's the part, though, that I love.
Remember where you are! so you remember where you are right now.
Negative.
Remember where you are so that you remember where you are.
Shock the body, buddy. Shock the body.
It's things like that that you automatically remember where you are. You don't have to work at it.
All right. Let's switch. Congratulations to the Nationals, by the way. Next year, it better be the Dodgers.
But also, it makes the Dodgers look great, man. They ran through these teams.
Yeah. I mean, they did lose the eventual champion. Yep. That's true. All right. Let's switch gears. Let's talk some football. Hit it, Steve.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
He is the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press, and he joins us each week from Las Vegas to talk football. RJ, how are you, sir?
You know, I got to say, as a professional broadcaster who isn't in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes.
It feels wrong for the Hall of Famers to sit and ridicule us mere mortals.
I just said a word.
Are we going to make a big
down?
Why do you think that, RJ?
That guy had a terrible radio voice.
it just seems wrong to me.
Oh, I liked the guy, by the way. I thought he did a great job with the call.
Oh, I
really
couldn't tell.
All right, RJ, 1-2 last week. We don't like to see that, but it does happen. You are in a difficult business. You still are up on the season, 14-10 with your picks. Let's talk about this week's games. You've got what Kevin and I were just discussing off the air as one of the most miserable matchups in NFL history, the Dolphins and the Jets, and that's your big dog. What's up?
Well, listen, any game you can win money is a good game in my book. I like the Dolphins here, +3. Now, here's the thing. Dolphins, winless. 0 wins. But consider the following. Starting the season, there was a sense of tanking. There was a sense of this isn't going to be a good season for us. Might as well get the number one pick. So the early games, I don't think, are very telling for Miami. Then they went to a quarterback that, quite frankly, is horrible. And Arizona had him last year, just not good at all. And now, since they've gone back to Fitzpatrick, this Miami team isn't that bad. Everyone's thinking about it as the season long, but really last couple games, they almost beat the Steelers on Monday night. Because of that, +3 Dolphins.
Wow, so you're saying they're not tanking it anymore. They're actually trying to win some games?
Because what happened was they got so much attention for how bad they were playing that they were being scrutinized, the Dolphins, and thus they perked up. And remember, they went down to a 2-point conversion against the Redskins, and again, they were up on Steelers on Monday night. This team's playing a lot better the last three games. Not that they're good, but the Jets aren't good.
They're not as bad as the Jets.
There you go.
You know, remember, we're home and we're getting 3, so that means the Jets got to be much better. Dolphins.
All right, best bet, Carolina Panthers, -3.5 versus the Tennessee Titans. How come?
Now, this is one of the classic, if I could teach the children a few things about handicapping, this would be one of them.
All right.
When a professional team gets embarrassed, they tend to step up the next week because they don't want to have that lingering embarrassment. And the public looks at the embarrassment and says, ooh, I don't want to be with them anymore, because we all know the public has short-term perspective. So it's the best of both worlds. Everyone's saying, ooh, Carolina looked horrible last week. And Carolina's saying, oh, we looked horrible last week. Let's go. And that literally is one, probably accounts for 20% of the bets I make, is that phenomenon. Carolina looked horrible last week. We're going to take them this week. 3.5 as a favorite. Second pick.
I'm glad that on this program, Kevin, we don't have that. We're so embarrassed how bad we are. We're going to try harder the next time.
No, we gave up on that a long time
ago. Gave up a long time ago. All right, big game with RJ Bell. Jacksonville Jaguars +1.5 versus the Houston Texans.
I got to say, personally, when you guys have a bad segment with me, I tend to listen to the stream after just to see if it perks up. So, I mean, you know, that's just me, but I'm a fan. So, all right, we're going with Jacksonville here. And this one's simple, is London is a game unlike any other. And you know something? Jacksonville is the only team that plays that game every year. So not only are they familiar with the logistics, also the London fans are familiar with them, and they tend to get cheers, which is a nice advantage. And you know something? The worst thing on the other side is to have a coach who isn't a really good coach. Belichick did exceptionally well, for example, in London. The coach for Houston, not a great coach, not even an average coach. So we're going to take Jacksonville due to being familiar with this situation, and they're actually plus points. That's the third pick.
The NFL will not give up on having a European city in this league, will they? They insist on making this London thing happen year after year.
You know, it's funny. I'm a fan of Amazon. I've read about Bezos a lot. And he had that the Fire tablet, right? And for years, it was just horrible. No one seemed to like it. And in the biographies they talk about, he kept saying, guys, this is not an option. We got to figure this out. Eventually, they did. If the NFL does, almost like in The Godfather, remember when they were thinking about going in with Barzini and the drugs? It's like, if
Can you get into the bad example file? I'm nervous here.
Well, I mean, listen, that's the reality, though. Business, if anything, The Godfather represents American business. I think we can agree, right?
Okay, sure.
And I think NFL, if they don't go international, what are they going to be in 50 years?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, they're definitely putting a stake down. All right, here's the recap of the week from RJ Bell in Las Vegas. Big dog Miami Dolphins +3 versus the New York Jets. Best bet is Carolina Panthers -3.5 versus the Titans. Jacksonville +1.5 versus Houston. Don't forget the pregame.com is the website. RJ Bell's Dream Preview is available on iTunes with college and NFL games every week. And the Straight Out of Vegas with RJ Bell, Fox Sports Radio show from 3 till 4. Before you go, RJ, one more thing, and I want you to remember this always.
Remember where you are so you remember where you are right now.
Talk to you next week,
that
sir.
Might catch on. Thanks, guys.
'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:48.
Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now.
Nope. During the break, he was defending that as a good call.
I didn't say that part was the good call.
It's awful.
I'm saying the whole thing in its entirety I thought was very well planned out.
But that was the part
good.
That he pre-planned.
That seemed like the part he went into that he wrote.
Yeah. Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now?
Maybe I was caught up in the excitement of the moment. I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, guys, Colby Rebel is in the next room. Yep. She is here. She came in on a broom. I mean, I was really impressed with that, first of all. She actually flew into the studios.
That's a witch.
Am I thinking of something else?
Yeah, not quite a medium.
She is a medium. Okay, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Colby Rebel is an international psychic medium. She is very popular, a certified master spiritual teacher. She is going to tell us all about connecting to the other side, and we plan to include your phone calls as well. Jensen, you've resisted the opportunity to talk to your late father.
Yes.
But there may be listeners out there who do have somebody that they would like to connect
with. Who
are
afraid.
And for the record, though being afraid that my father will walk in and mention something from my past, I'm open to if he wants to come over. It's for the radio bit, so I'm willing to try it. I believe in psychics and mediums. So
you have stayed away from...
Oh, I have 100% avoided.
And your mom has gone, and you told her don't tell you.
She said, please come. I'll buy it for you, the whole thing. I don't go.
Well, I'm very excited about Colby coming in here because people who have this kind of skill and believe it, I am fascinated with. And how does something like this start? How does something like this develop? And are there so many noises in your head that it's tough to get anything done in this world? So I have a lot of questions for Colby, is what I'm saying.
All right.
So that'll be coming up right after. First, Allie's here with what's happening on a Thanksgiving morning. Excuse me, a Halloween morning.
Wow. Kevin and Bean, are you guys saying that you are going to keep an open mind when Colby comes in?
I'm saying we're going to do our best.
I'm going to keep an open mind.
We're going to do our best.
Okay.
We're going to do our best.
And Bean, who tends to be the most skeptical,
mm-hmm.
you are going to have an open mind?
Yes.
Okay.
Why not? Look, I don't know anything about Colby. She could be exceptional. Mm-hmm. She certainly has a lot of people who have believed in her for a long time. Let's see what she can do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounded threatening. Right? A little threatening.
Not at all.
Okay.
No, I'm excited for our guest.
I am too. I'm super excited. I'm also super excited to possibly meet this man because I like his chutzpah. Police in Nebraska are searching for a man who allegedly tried to open a bank account on Monday using a fake $1 million bill.
Sweet.
Staff at the Pinnacle Bank branch in Lincoln said he strolled in around 9:30 a.m., presented the bill to the teller, who claimed the bill isn't real, sir. And he said, no, it's definitely real. Then other employees kept telling him, no, it's definitely not real. He eventually left with the bogus bill and without having opened a new bank account. The bank reported the encounter to the police, and investigators are now reviewing security footage, trying to identify the man because they're concerned maybe he was the victim of a fraud,
Like maybe somebody paid him with
well,
this
what I
and
was
he
thinking.
Thought it was real.
Yeah, if he thought it was real, he's not
well,
intentionally.
Stuff that they sell for $1 million.
I don't know, especially because the largest bill ever printed for public circulation is the $10,000 bill. Did you know that?
No, I've never
yeah,
known.
That's the one with Salmon B. Chase on it, right?
Yeah, right?
With who?
Salmon the... B. Chase? Who's that?
He was
a
the...
Salmon Chase is on it? Like a...
It's just going upstream?
Well,
like,
no,
what's
no, no.
happening?
That was the guy's name. He was the Secretary of the Treasury, I
Say
think.
It again?
Salmon B. Chase?
His name is Salmon?
Yes.
I hate
Am
him.
Am I remembering it wrong?
How is he
I
not the most
know.
Famous person in the world?
How have
How
do I we never know? Heard him?
All right, here he is. Oh, Salmon P. Chase. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Okay,
Son
see,
of
yeah.
I thought you knew
say.
Everything
see
for
how
a minute.
It works?
He was also a Chief Justice of the United
His
States.
His name is Salmon Chase.
And a former governor of Ohio. How about that?
I mean, being
I've
sometimes...
never heard of a Wait. Human named Salmon.
So the guy Salmon was... Chase. You're not even. The whole name is crazy.
And he was the guy on the $10,000 bill. Yeah.
So he was the guy that was the head of the Treasury when that bill came out.
Yeah.
So
I
he
think
just
so.
Said, "You know what? I'm going to be on it.
it's
I'm
mine.
Putting me on
it's
it.
It's all me.
That's awesome.
What do you think the P stands for? Oh,
Portland.
Salmon Portland Chase.
I love him. He's my new
oh
hero.
My
all right.
Gosh.
He was not the guy, Kevin. He was already dead 50 years when the bill came out. He was not the guy. He was
very
they were
different.
Honoring. They were honoring
okay,
him.
Very different.
By putting him on the $10,000.
50 years
bill.
Later, why so?
I'm not a fan then.
Nominated by Abe Lincoln. Wow. Salmon P. Chase.
Is Chase Bank named after him?
Sure.
I don't know.
By the way, not a bad rap name, Salmon P. Chase.
Have you guys had never heard of him?
No,
never.
Never.
No. No.
Listen to the disdain. Did you hear him?
No, no. I was
you
just
guys
curious.
Have never heard of him.
Mm-mm.
How many books on Salmon P. Chase have you read?
I don't think I've read any. But
it's a stack to do.
I think I probably know about him because of the $10,000 bill. I think that's probably why I learned about him in the first place.
Honestly, I would have thought that the biggest bill was 100.
I would not have thought that there was a $10,000.
Do you
bill.
Know the coolest part about Salmon Chase?
No.
What?
He created the slogan, "In God We Trust."
Whoa.
No way.
He did for money. He was the one who put it on.
Reuben, is that true?
So wait, before the $10,000 bill, there were other bills, though. They never said, God We Trust?
No, he, remember, that came out 50 years later. When he was in the Treasury, he decided to put "In God We Trust" on the money. But then when his came out later, he was already dead.
Oh.
Because he's on the dollar. You know,
is it possible that we've exhausted this topic?
I think people tune in for stuff on people like Salmon P. Chase. Right.
Salmon P. Chase, you
what
guys.
What if he comes through with Colby?
That'd be awesome.
Right?
What if we end up talking to the former Secretary of the Treasury?
Who doubted my name?
That was Jensen.
That'd be amazing.
Shaking in the corner.
It's just Bobby Wilson Pickett and
Bobby
him.
Boris Pickett.
Whatever. Same thing. I kind of love it. Okay, that's now my favorite thing, Salmon P. Chase.
He's a good dude.
All right.
Is he a good dude?
I mean, it seems so.
Okay.
Yeah. All guys back then were good dudes.
He was the dubbed the attorney.
Don't care.
All right.
Oh, don't care.
He
just
was,
couldn't
he
care.
Was against slavery. He was against slavery.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Remember where you
nope.
are.
Nope.
So you remember where you are right now.
Love it so much. Guys, R. Kelly skipped his scheduled appearance in Chicago federal court yesterday because he was afraid that someone might step on his infected toe.
Robert.
Apparently, you can now use that as an excuse. He was excused because the infection had cost him his toenail. Oh, no.
Wait. The judge said, that's a good enough reason?
You're good. Don't need to come. Yeah, you cost a ton of teenage girls their childhood, but your toenail's gone? Oh, R. Kelly, you sleep in. You're going to be fine.
I don't understand the court that would allow him
to
I don't either. I don't either.
Plus, didn't you say he was in a boot?
Yeah. Then the lawyer went out to the assembled media and said that Kelly has been wearing a walking boot due to the toe. Are we really looking for toe updates right
no,
now?
No, but no one's going to step on a boot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
This is a ridiculous excuse for
Everything.
The judge to accept.
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
He's a garbage person.
He really is.
I wonder what Salmon P. Chase thinks about this. What's his name?
Salmon.
Salmon P. Chase.
Or maybe it was pronounced Salmon.
Thank you, Allie.
Because if you think about it, whose name is Salmon?
No one.
Right? So do you think it was Salmon?
I'm so sorry. I got to get into this.
We can ask him. We'll ask him.
Oh, yeah. We'll ask him.
We'll totally ask him.
That's what we'll bring him back for.
Almost.
Not yet.
Almost.
Not yet, you guys. Hey, great news. If you love comedy, Conan O'Brien and Team Coco are working with HBO Max on 5 new stand-up comedy specials. O'Brien is going to host 2 of the programs, which will feature short sets from multiple up-and-coming comics. He's also going to curate 1-hour-long sets from 3 other comedians. He does a lot for up-and-coming comics. I think maybe more so than any other late-night
host. Did a lot for Reggie Watts and Ron Funches and a lot of people he's put on a lot. Ruben.
Salmon fact?
Yeah, Ruben wants us to know, and he's right. Mm-hmm. Salmon Rushdie is also another salmon.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So there are more than one salmons.
Okay. I'm so happy I'm quitting soon.
Wait, that's not you.
That's
what?
Me.
Not you,
what?
That's
me.
You're
that's
sticking
me.
Around. Yeah.
What?
You're stuck with it. You're here for good.
What a bummer to find that out on the air, right? Some birthdays for you. Larry Mullen Jr. We can all agree, hottest dude, and you too, right?
Yeah, a pretty small group, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, hotter than the Edge.
Yeah,
no, I don't think so.
Oh my God, Larry Mullen Jr.
Larry's the hottest, and then Adam after that.
Whoa,
yes, Adam is hotter than the Edge.
What?
Absolutely, Adam's a good-looking dude. He's no Larry.
So is the Edge.
Yeah, just fine.
I think you're forgetting what Larry Mullen Jr.
I'm looking
Jr.
at
looks
him.
Like.
He's a good-looking dude.
Oh no, he's the hottest.
Yeah, Larry looks like a young Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah,
right. I don't know. Maybe it's the nickname. The Edge is cool to me, man.
Well, you haven't seen him take his hat off.
That's true. But he does have that cool goatee, and I don't know. He's kind of a fox.
This took some turns.
Sorry, Bono. You don't even get mentioned in the top
in
3.
I think Bono's. I think Bono's 4.
He's 4.
Absolutely. He's 4.
I do. I think Bono's the ugliest person in U2.
He absolutely is.
Yeah.
Guys.
Bono's the heinous one.
This just happened because I said it's Larry Mullen Jr.'s birthday, and Bean had so many U2 hot feelings.
He was really ready for that. He was locked and loaded.
This is my favorite day. Happy birthday, Peter Jackson, Dermot Mulroney, Dan Rather, Willow Smith, and Vanilla Ice.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
That's worth it.
Not going to lie. Been looking forward to this all day, you guys. Our guest is here, Colby Rebel, ladies and gentlemen. International psychic medium, certified master spiritual teacher. Colby, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Oh, I am great. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
And to you as well. Now, we have obviously a lot of questions for you because this is the first time we've met. You have been doing psychic medium work for how long, Colby?
I left my tax accounting manager position 7 years ago. So I started to do this professionally 7 years ago, but I've always had the gift.
Why are so many mediums from that field, from tax accounting? No, I'm kidding. There's no other one. There can't be. You have to be the only one.
It's very rare.
You said you've had it your whole life. What is it?
The ability to connect to the other side, or to be able to tune into someone and mm-hmm. just kind of know who they are or everything about their personality without ever formally meeting them.
Is that a family thing? Like, was it passed down or just something you realized at a young age?
I definitely realized it at a young age, but I got to tell you, my grandmother is so psychic. She's very, very psychic, but she never practiced it or did anything like that with it. No. Huh.
You consider it a gift. Is it ever an inconvenience for you?
That's what I was going to say as a kid.
Only when I'm dating,
did
but no.
Oh.
So, all right, tell me about that. So when you're dating, meaning you know more about the man that you're going out with than you should at that stage of the relationship?
It's terrible. Yeah, you'll meet someone and you'll know if they're having financial trouble, if they're still holding on to an ex, if they're not really ready for a commitment. And so it kind of goes,
best wing woman.
Well, the problem, I am a good wing woman because mm-hmm. I know this stuff. But the problem is not everyone wants to listen or hear it.
I'm sure. Right. Yeah.
Do you find that you are able to use that information to make better choices in your life? Does it help you navigate well?
Oh,
or do you
still
not listen to yourself?
I still mess up. And you don't always get information for yourself, right? It's not self-serving. It's to be of service. So you don't always. You have to have your own lessons, too. So you don't always get everything.
So are these two different skills? One is the ability to read a person and what's going on with their life. The other is the ability to reach beyond the grave and talk to people who are past. Are they? How can you do both?
Right. So psychic is the ability to tune into someone in the living, the soul of someone in the living, and you'll get information about about them, then mediumship is connecting to someone who has passed over, the soul of someone in the spirit world.
And so you're like a triple threat. You can do the medium, the psychic, and taxes?
Death and taxes. I've always had a job.
You could do all three.
What do you remember, Colby, about your first experiences communicating with the other side?
Super easy. I was at the age of 4, and my sister and I shared a room, and I had gone to bed, and my grandfather came and stood by the bed and talked to me, and it's such a clear, clear memory. And he said, get out of bed and go tell mommy what I said. So I did, and my mom, I still remember the look on her face. Who said that? And I says, Grandpa, mommy. And where's Grandpa? Oh, he's in the room. And I just remember a tear coming down the corner of her eye.
And she said, my daughter's crazy.
I'm sure she thought it. But what had happened is he had passed away a week before that, but we didn't know that. They thought we were too young to know. Oh, so it was a huge validation.
See, Kevin, you believe that?
I mean, I don't.
That's incredible.
Everyone has said, everyone on the show has said they are open. Obviously, Kevin and Bean being the more skeptical of us.
Yeah.
Allie and I are full wackadoodles. But Kevin and Bean, they're open to the idea. They know there are things beyond their control.
Yeah. And beyond my understanding as well.
Is that what you face mostly? As far as like people's thoughts on what you do?
No, I was afraid of that. Kind of, you know, when you're a tax accountant, you're very respected. It's great. But when you go to do this, people do think you're off your rocker.
Mm-hmm.
But not really. As I've done this and built my career and reputation around it, mm-hmm. I really find a lot of people who are very supportive. And even so, like, I don't mind if someone isn't sure about how this works, but they're at least open to hearing it. That's fine. I don't mind it.
Okay. Are you getting any feelings, anyone coming in now?
There's a, you know, honestly, there's a few... there are a few people, so I have to kind of discern who you want to hear from.
Okay.
Yeah. But for instance, like, I know for you, Allie, you must have a grandmother on the other side. Am I right?
Both.
Because mm-hmm. there's a grandmother for you, and then you have a dad. Is there a father for you on the other side? Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, would you understand the man being, I believe you would have been actually pretty close to him. Do you understand? Like, you would have been close, like even a friendship or talk to him a good buddy system. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
And I do think, like, he really...
When you say, do you understand? You're saying, do I connect
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, do you understand it? Does it relate?
Gotcha.
Does it make sense to you?
But it's a good plan to ask Kevin if he understands things.
I'm going to show it again.
It really is solid.
Well, it's really for our voice vibration and just to make, to hold our connection. He gives me a sense, too. I believe he'd been a little outdoors or maybe enjoyed fishing or something like that as you were growing up.
Not even a little bit.
Okay. Do you understand? Do you enjoy fishing, or did you used to be on a lake or something like this? He keeps showing me a lake, so I feel like there would have been.
Kevin, you did some hiking and
could
some.
Could it be my
camping,
grandpa?
Why are you?
We grew up on a lake in Maine.
Okay, you hang on then.
Okay.
All right, so see, I told you. Okay, and this would be the grandmother and the grandfather. And okay, you hang on one second.
Put Kevin's grandpa, put Kevin's dad on hold so you can talk to Allie's grandpa.
No, I want to stay with Kevin's dad real quick, just because I know, like, I really feel so strongly he wants to get through to you.
Okay. He's so disappointed in him.
He is not. He gives me this feeling, too. I believe that. He's got a good sense of humor. I believe that he would actually be pretty fun, or people would enjoy talking to him, being around. He doesn't feel very open to everybody, but I think when you got to know him, that's when he would let people in.
All right, let me ask you a question. Is that how you're reading him? Is because you read me that way?
No, I don't read you anyway. But
I mean, I host a radio show, and we try to be funny, and...
I think it seems
like a pretty easy call on your part.
It could be, but he makes me feel like it's a different type of sense of humor, not exactly like your type of sense of humor. So he makes me feel like he's a little bit different, maybe a little
better,
a little more. the witty is the word that comes to mind, not to be, he gives me that sense. And you would know your dad. I do feel like he was ill prior to the passing. Like, I don't think this is a heart attack. It makes me feel like there's cancer or an illness going through the body. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And he also gives me a sense, too. Now, I am curious, would you happen to have your dad's watch, or is there a watch that passed down in the family that you would be aware of?
Nope.
Okay. Do you understand the watch, or no?
Mm-mm. I'm only stealing all of my dead people.
No.
Seriously.
But no Kevin's watch? Dad gave me a watch. Is that weird?
Which was weird. And threw dollar bills at you. Hey, Colby Rebel is here. She is an international psychic medium. By the way, you can watch her do her talk show Thursdays at 5, including a special Halloween edition tonight. Right, Colby?
That's right. Yeah, we're going to do orbs on air.
Is it insulting Facebook? To you that we think of this as a Halloween thing?
Not really. It is what it is. I like that it's an opportunity to get it out to the general public a bit more.
Right,
and that's
so you
how
don't care
I
either.
And you know, it's scary to hear from the dead. I mean,
I don't think it's fat. I love it.
Sure, but for the common really person, great. It's like, oh, that's a startling Halloween-esque feeling. Yeah, it's not too
I
bad.
Have so few friends on this side that I'm ready to make some friends on the other side. All right, our guest is Colby Rebel. We'll be right back. We're going to take your phone calls on this at 1-800-520-1067. The only thing that Colby has asked us to ask you is we want to know your name and who the person is you're trying to contact on the other side. Right, Colby?
That's right. Just to make it quick and easy for everyone.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back on K-Rock.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Our boss hates that song, so that's why we played it.
But it's great.
Other than loving AFI.
He's wrong, because it's great.
Jensen, why don't you interrupt here for
a second? It's important. A Haroldine text. I was going to say something, but I didn't. But the watch is most likely from my father. But I only didn't say anything because I thought you guys were working with her on it. But truth is, yes, I have recently dealt with a watch that my father handed down.
You
recently.
See?
Colby was feeling it from somewhere.
Within a year, yeah.
He knows that. So he's with you. And I just feel like either, I don't know if the communication wasn't always clear or open between the two of you. And it could be a little tense at times.
Sure.
But he wants to let you know how much he does love you and to kind of almost like he's stubborn. So he's just saying, listen, you know, just cut me some slack. I totally get it.
Sure.
I love you and I see what you're doing and I really appreciate that you're being open about the watch.
That's nice.
That is nice.
That's the voice of Colby Rebel, our guest here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She is an international psychic medium and a certified master spiritual teacher. You can watch her at 5 o'clock on Thursdays live on her Facebook or at ubnradio.com. Now, we promised we'd let some listeners talk to Colby. And again, all we need to know is your name and who you're trying to contact, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Why don't we start with, Rich in Ontario. He's on line one. He'll be first up in this segment on K-Rock.
Morning, Rich.
Good morning, guys.
You are on with Colby Rebel. Who are you trying to reach?
My dad. Lost him about 3 years ago.
Okay. Hey, Rich. How you doing, sweetheart?
Good. He probably knows me more as Richard, so.
That's okay. You know, the couple things I want to say about your dad, I feel like there's an essence where you didn't get to either say goodbye or say everything at the passing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you hold on to that you weren't there or there's an essence where and I feel like, too, I don't know what this is, but I feel like you hold on to that you could have talked to him a little better or been a little more open to him. Do you understand that part of it? Were you just a little younger when he passed, sweetheart?
I wasn't younger, but no, the other stuff is dead on.
You make sense. Okay, baby. Because I feel like you hold on to a lot of guilt around it, and he's letting you know, don't hold on to this guilt anymore. I don't want you to hold on to it. I love you, buddy. And I just think you two were so different. That's the key. And he wasn't even real sure. I think he liked the discipline or, you know, wanted rules, and maybe that was something that just wasn't quite fitting for you. Do you understand that?
Yeah, you like to whip my ass.
Okay.
Oh.
So he makes me feel like, again, that apology from his side of just saying, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I really feel like he wants you to expand your creativeness, you know, that you're very creative, and he wants to encourage that. He wants to give you love, which we don't feel like you got a whole lot of while he was in the living, but he gives me a sense of that. And he also just keeps telling me that, you know, and do we have a birthday or an anniversary coming up in the next month or two, something like that?
I just had my birthday on the 29th.
Okay, thank you, because he wants to say happy birthday to you, sweetheart.
There we go.
Okay?
Nice to end on a happy note.
Kevin, those were not generic. Those were pretty specific things you brought up. Birthday within days.
I mean, I don't want to Okay.
Kevin's still pissed his dad didn't give him a watch.
Yeah, he really is.
Where's my watch?
Let's go to Veronica up next. She's in Lakewood. She's on line two talking to Colby Rebel, psychic medium, here on this Halloween morning on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Colby.
Who are we looking for today?
My mom.
Yeah, I was going to say her mom. Hey, Veronica, you would understand with mom a sense of flair about her. Like, I feel like she either had a fashion sense or a little liveliness, like a sense of being really fun when you were around her. Does that make sense around your mom, honey?
I didn't know her for very long because she passed a long time ago.
Okay. Have you heard about it, baby?
Yeah.
Do you know enough about it hear about it?
Yeah. I do remember her fashion sense.
Okay. Because I feel like she's got a great fashion sense. I feel like she's very, very energetic. Like, I get a sense from her that she made people feel very special when she was around them. Everybody kind of knew her. She makes me feel very sensitive. Also, was that passing quick, honey? Because I almost get a sense of quickness. Like, I don't believe really anyone got a chance to say goodbye to her.
No, it was not quick, actually.
Do you understand the end, honey? Even if it's a sickness, do you understand the end being a rapid decline? She keeps giving me the fact that there's a rapid decline, baby. So that's what I keep getting.
Toward the end, yeah.
Okay, thank you. She also keeps telling me, listen, she's been around you a lot. Like, I know you feel that sense of loss of not really getting a chance to be with her or getting to know her as you grew up. But she gives me a sense of being around you a lot. She keeps giving me wings for you, feathers, wings. So I want you to really start noticing those because those are signs from her, honey.
Okay.
Yeah. And to kind of just show you, wraps you up in love.
We have to leave it there. I'm glad you called. We appreciate it. Colby, do you ever hear from celebrities from the other side?
I do.
Are you trying to bring out Salmon?
No. I'm just wondering. You know, I always think about the famous Harry Houdini seance story. I just wondered if you have ever had anybody who has wanted to contact a person on the other side who was famous. And if so, who?
Well, I didn't know who it was at the time when I was doing it, but the mamas and the papas. So I had the daughter, and it was...
Of Mama Cass?
Yes.
Oh. She died eating a chicken bone.
But they didn't tell me...
just a specific detail I thought you might want to know.
They didn't tell me who it was until I brought her through, and
but
then
it ended
they
up
told
being
me.
Mama Cass.
Wow.
It was Mama Cass,
that?
Yeah.
By the way, it was a ham sandwich. Let's go to...
it was a ham sandwich.
Let's
What's
go to
happening?
Donna, she apparently is on line 10, and apparently I am married to her.
Great.
Because this is my wife, Donna
Hi,
Baxter.
Donna.
Hi, Colby. Thanks for chatting with me.
Oh, my goodness. My pleasure. What can I do for you this morning?
Your readings have been so amazing. Well, I did not know this man, but he is my great Uncle Harry. And so many of us have been trying to reach out to him.
How come?
Because in the 30s, he walked out of his house with his children and his wife to go get some milk and a loaf of bread and never came back.
Whoa.
So, and his children are still alive today and nobody knows what happened to him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, it's hard to say because you're not going to be able to validate it, right? That's the only trouble. So you just got to kind of go with what I get.
Maybe you'll get my dad instead or something.
Well, one thing I get around him, see, when I tuned in, I don't feel like he ran away. I don't think that this was like, let me get out and let me start a new life. I unfortunately feel that he passed away that evening because I feel like he got into either there's a, what is that called, Allie?
A slide?
No, when someone goes off the side of a road
into a ditch?
A ditch. I believe that there either had been like an area or wooden area or a ditch or something around where he lived, just because I feel like he got stuck there and lost there. And again, the technology wasn't around at that time to kind of sort out.
But they never found the body, though, in 80 years?
No, I don't believe they found that body, did they?
Whoa, you killed Uncle Harry.
I don't think that's what we're saying.
I like him better on a slide.
I believe
nobody ever found him.
No, I believe that this was a natural... But is there woods around where he grew up or
like off the road that you, do you understand that? Because it just.
No, yeah, I absolutely do. Yeah. I remember, you know, the area that he lived was very farm-like.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right. But
mystery solved. You better call the relatives.
I mean, this is we just became serial. We're the serial podcast.
We are. So, we just solved a murder.
But I
solved a murder.
I feel like you. This. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's important though for
it's important for the family.
Yeah,
to
know that he didn't run away.
Yeah.
He did not run away. He really didn't. He cared about his family, and he was a hard worker.
We're gonna have to leave it there, Colby.
There you go.
We're out of time. Thank you, Donna.
Thanks, Colby. Bye.
You're welcome, babe.
Oh, Donna's
See
the
you
best.
Later. She is. Colby, I know we just scratched the surface
here. I know.
But
I just got something from Mama Cass. Mm-hmm. She wants everyone to know that ham sandwich thing is mm-hmm. not real. It was heart failure, so y'all can just suck it.
She was in a bathtub, I know. Yeah,
I mean, come on.
How much do we know about Mama Cass? What's happening?
International psychic medium, certified master spiritual teacher. You can see her today on her Facebook page or ubnradio.com. The name is Colby Rebel on Twitter at Psychic Rebel, and the website is the same, psychicrebel.com.
106.7. K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
You still chatting with your grandparents, or can you put them on hold for a second for what's happening?
I'm mad that I didn't get a watch from either of them, too.
Seriously.
Kevin and I are just watchless.
Where's my watch?
There's Jensen over there
Stupid
hoarding
Jensen
all the watches.
Has a watch?
Mm-hmm. Just so you know, the backstory is that I found my father's watch last year before my wedding, and I wore it to my wedding.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it was like a big deal in the family. So.
And then she came up with a watch. That was kind of weird then.
But I just want to say she came up with it for me.
Right. And that's why I stayed out of it. I didn't say anything. And then my mom, the Harold Dean factor, texting me, that's you, over and over again.
But I feel like, look.
And then she wrote after, she said, she's going to say cancer watch, which was amazing.
In her defense, though, when you're communicating with the dead, the fact that you were wrong by 4 feet
with
the
person.
You know, the spirits are in the room, right?
And also imagine
if you believe what she's doing.
And yeah, if you believe what she's doing, all of them are yelling at her, like, tell about the watch! Like, you know.
Right.
And then, you're late! Like, everyone just yelling.
Are they, like, elbowing each other?
Yes. They take numbers like a deli. It's my turn. They run up.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody.
So dumb. Psychic Deli. It's a show I now need.
By the way, I could easily sell that. Psychic Deli.
So bad.
2 seconds, I could sell that.
Guys, we talked about this earlier. If you were hoping to fly somewhere on the cheap, you can do it today. JetBlue, or as I call them, JetBoo. It's Halloween. Is offering,
you're a loser.
Okay. $31 domestic flights today only. They're calling it the Monster Sale. Travelers can book a one-way flight anywhere in the United States, including Puerto Rico and U.S. Virgin Islands. The only catch?
You can't ever come back.
Your travel needs to take place today, so you need to leave today. So I have the website up, mm-hmm. and I am doing, okay, JetBoo, fly within the U.S. on 1031 for $31 one way.
Okay.
So.
Where can we go?
Where do you want to go?
Let's go to New York. That's an expensive ticket, yeah.
NYC. Okay.
I'd like to fly into JFK if
Select
there's a
date
between
today.
That and LaGuardia. So we get specific.
Yeah. When do you want to return?
I'd like to come back in a few days. I'd like to spend 3 days there.
Now, is it
31? Why don't you just take the weekend?
Yeah, good point.
Okay, so you come back on the 3rd.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Search flights?
Mm-hmm.
Just checking. You'd like to fly today? Well, yeah, that's your special. I'm yelling at JetBlue. Our best fare is guaranteed in 3, 2, 1. Talk amongst yourselves.
This is Allie's new feature. I book travel for Jensen on the air.
Yesterday, I went to Taco Bell to get the free taco, and because you know they gave it away for the World Series.
Sure.
And I walked in, I said, like, the free Doritos Locos Tacos, please. She said, please. Okay, great. She goes, that'll be $7.67. I said, no, what? And she said, you wanted three Doritos. I said, no, free, with an F, free. And then she said, okay. And then she said, it'll be $2.67. And I said, what? She said, you just want the one? And I said, no. She goes, oh, the promotion? And I go, yeah. Then she just handed me a taco. It was the oddest, most Bed Bath & Beyond exchange I've ever had. I was like, what is she saying?
Okay, you got to stop talking because I need you to make this flight
Thank
at 11:36
okay.
to JFK.
And then what happens on the way back?
And then here's the thing.
Who can get to the airport in 2 hours here?
It's impossible.
Okay, there's other flights.
Okay.
There's
okay.
a few others.
So on the way back.
On the way back. Oh, okay, wait.
Just pick one.
I mean, this is really...
It's going to wind up being about $400.
That's a good deal.
Which is not much for a flight to New York that last
and back.
Minute.
Yeah, good deal.
Right?
Good job, JetBoo.
JetBoo.
What about me? I can leave this afternoon between 3 and 4.
Okay.
And I'd like to come back between 5 and 6.
Do you want an aisle seat or window?
aisle, please.
Okay. Oh, you want to go to New York as well?
Yes, please.
We're all going.
Okay. All right, we're all going.
No, I'm just kidding, Allie. You can...
No, I'm going to look
no,
it
I'm
up
saying,
for you.
But
you
I
got Allie
just...
working so hard here.
Yeah, I really want to make this flight come true for you.
Right, but you have, you know, you have other stuff.
Do I?
Yeah, that's my question.
I don't really. Okay, I have a 2:30 p.m. flight for you. Gets into JFK at 10:49 p.m. Five okay. seats left at that price. Fantastic. When would you like to return? Sunday as well?
I mean, she's doing all this work.
I mean, I could get you a $314 flight back
That's
on Sunday.
That's not bad, dude. The whole
that is pretty good.
Kevin, take off.
It's at 6 a.m., but you want it?
Kevin, buy it.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Bought it. Done. Finished. This is going to be a blast.
See you Monday.
See you Monday. Wouldn't that be so sad? It's Bean's last week, and we're like, sorry, guys. We're all taking off Friday. Bean, you still there?
He's peeing.
Is he?
Yeah.
Bean.
I'm like a medium. I feel when Bean's peeing.
Plus,
Bean he also
really
typed,
leave?
He also typed gotta pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No. I would have too, by the way.
He really wrote
Well, first, I started drinking when Allie started doing all the travel reservations.
Right.
Okay.
And then I drank so much, then I had to pee.
The travel agent chunk maybe right, yes. will have to pee too.
I didn't realize the Sam and Pete Chase chunk was going to be the best part of the whole show today.
All right, guys. Do any of you think with your significant other that they're sometimes choosing not to hear you, that they have selective hearing?
That's what she thinks about me.
That well, you don't listen
Danielle
to her?
Danielle thinks that I have selective hearing, and the truth is I almost don't hear anything.
Well, Danielle...
Are you deaf?
Yeah, I'm close to deaf. Yeah,
really?
Because of rapping, because I was always in the studio with loud music and stuff, and so I can't hear a lot, and she thinks I pick and choose, and I don't. I can't hear anything.
I mean, listen up, Danielle. There's a study out. Men will not hear what their partner is saying 7 times per week.
Oh, I probably beat that.
Women do the same 6 times per week, so we're kind of
pretty
on the
close.
same level, but... More than half of the UK adults polled said they were concerned that their partner's selective hearing could be due to genuine hearing loss.
That's sweet.
Very sweet of the people in the UK. And 40% said they know for sure that their partner has legitimate hearing issues. The other ones are smart.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
I mean, come on.
This is not a joke.
Yeah.
At least a dozen times a week.
Mm-hmm.
A dozen.
Yeah.
I say, uh-huh, and just, I don't know what she's
saying. But that's not paying attention, right?
No, I'm trying to hear her.
Oh, okay.
But I just go, yeah, sure. Because I can't even hear what she's saying. I don't want to admit I can't hear her anymore because I'm so embarrassed.
So you say, uh-huh, so she'll go on and you can sort of...
Then I'll try to pick it apart, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you embarrassed that you don't hear her or that you weren't listening?
No, I am listening. I'm like, sometimes, if she has her head turned, I can't hear a thing. So
You're
she'll be walking.
Deaf,
yeah,
dude.
She'll be walking away to the kitchen and be like, "Ah, rah, rah," and I'll go, "Yeah, absolutely." Like, because I just
Have
can't admit it.
Have you thought about getting your hearing?
So
tested?
That's the thing. Okay, so here's the thing. So I go get my hearing tested. They
yeah.
go, "It's not. We don't have a ton of loss,
right?"
But that's because I can't hear when another sound is going on. So if I'm taking a hearing test and I have the headphones on, I'm totally fine.
Yeah.
But if
you're
I'm
like clued into
yeah,
it.
Yeah. But if I'm at like Staples Center yeah. and someone's trying to, or I'm near like a TV and she's trying to talk to me. I can barely hear.
Did they do...
Allie, can you find a quiz or something
yeah, hold
that you
on.
Can do it online?
Real quick.
Is it
right
$31
now?
There?
I'm going to have you fly to Spokane.
Thank you.
Take the test. Here's my question for you because I...
Go ahead.
I don't know if I should admit this.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Because I'm so disgusted by those pimple popper videos that this will make no sense to you.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with those videos
yeah,
where they clean
time.
Out your ear canals.
Oh, right. And that would help me,
and
probably.
And it would totally help.
You're right.
And they do it in a way that at the end, people are like, oh, my God, I can hear.
Yeah, they pull out like a honeycomb out of
yes,
your ear. Yeah, I know.
Yes,
I should do that. You're right.
I think we should all do that. We should have a doctor come in and do it live on the air.
I'm 100% willing.
It is fascinating to watch.
All except for that part where it's live on the air.
I'll do it.
Okay, we can do it off the air.
Yes, there you go.
But, I mean, the stuff that they will pull out, and we all
like
think, okay, we take care of ourselves.
A candy bar.
We're clean people. Like, I use
the
Q-tips,
Malaysian
which is the... Q-tips is the Malaysian plane. Q-tips are the worst thing you could possibly use.
Right.
Because you're just
day.
packing it in. I can't even imagine what I've packed in this year.
Okay.
Right?
No one sees that. No one sees that, Allie.
Yeah.
You're doing right. the sign for...
Why do some people tune out?
I'm just saying, have you ever thought about getting your ears completely cleaned out by a ear Audiologist.
I'm open to do it.
An earologist.
They have names. I can't think of it.
I'm open to
audiologist.
Audiologist. We should get one.
Mark it down.
Here.
I'm willing.
Oh my God, I can't wait to
remember
see
where
here.
You are, so you remember where you are right now.
Oh, I can't wait till my last day next week.
That's not you. What? Again, that's not you.
What? Bean.
Not
Bean
you.
Is.
You're stuck with her.
Yeah. Bean's last. Me? I thought you just meant the whole show.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Did I say that out loud?
That is upsetting.
I mean, you are leading this entire caravan right straight to hell.
Oh, should we go back to Salmon Talk and which you two members the hottest? Because you two were all playing a big part in that.
We all agreed that Bono's the ugliest. Just
absolutely.
To remind.
I
mean,
absolutely.
When you say ugliest, he's just not up to par with
he's the least attractive,
the
yes.
fact, though, that Bean said, oh, no, Adam is the best looking, and Kevin said The Edge.
No, I said Adam was second best looking after Larry.
I said The Edge.
You
I
did.
Think The Edge
okay.
is best looking.
Okay, then Bean, you're the smart one that knows that Larry is the best looking.
Larry's absolutely.
I think Larry's two, Adam's three, Bono fourth, the caboose of ugly.
Oh my God, you're insane. Yeah. Adam. Like, no. That's just, I can't work with these people. I'm so glad that Thursday is my last day.
It's not you.
Shoot. All right, some birthdays for you. Peter Jackson, Larry Mullen Jr., Dan Rather, Willow Smith, Dermot Mulroney, and Vanilla Ice.
It's totally different. It's a rap song. It doesn't sound anything like theirs.
And just to prove his point, Vanilla breaks it down and sings the dings.
Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding. That's the way theirs goes. Ours goes ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. That little bitty change. It's not the same.
I wish he did that in a court of law. And the judge was just like, I'm sorry, one more time?
Do it again?
That's phenomenal.
I didn't
guys.
Hear you. Do it again.
Oh, I love it so much. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Adeline. Drive home tomorrow morning. We are going to ask you, do you hate follow anyone on social media?
Jensen.
You
does.
Hate them.
I do. Yeah,
but
I do.
You follow
weird.
Them.
I do.
It's so weird to me.
Some of the streaming services are starting very soon, including Disney+. We'll have Michael Snyder from Variety in. And it's Friday, so we're going to do Keep It.